Thanksgiving. I hope that you are all happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. And maybe you're on your way home. Maybe you're already there trying to decompress a little bit. Maybe you're trying to nap off the wonderful food you had today. I hope that it was wonderful for you. And I was just telling Dr. Duffy, Dr. John Duffy joins us in studio. And Tom Holland is here. We have Reverend Livingston in the kitchen. By the way, Tom, don't worry about it. You can grab yourself a plate of food. We have so much food. Right. And in particular, we want to thank the fine, incredible folks at Jake Melnick's. They sent over a Thanksgiving on a bun, Dr. Duffy. So I'm going to make sure you get one of those boxes because you were one of the first ones here. And Tom, let me see if I can find your microphone. Let's see. How's that?
I think it's there.
There you go. Good. Hello.
Hi.
So they sent over Thanksgiving on a bun. They sent over wings and macaroni and cheese.
A smorgasbord out there.
And then I brought my leftovers.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I don't mind if those are left because, you know, I don't mind. I just want to make sure that they're... I'd rather have more food than not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we are serving up some food from Jake Melnick's. They did a food drop a little while ago. Ashley, I want to make sure that you get out there and grab some food, too. And Roger. David Jennings was on his way out. So I made him take a bag of fries from Jake Melnick's. I'm like, I can't let you leave empty-handed.
How great is that? You are such a great host for Thanksgiving.
I've never really hosted a Thanksgiving party. I mean, so what I started doing a few years ago because of this show was I started having Thanksgiving on Wednesday, which is one of the reasons that you're here today, was I have some friends who kind of are, you know, they have different setups for the holidays, whether through divorce or different relationships. And so I started doing Thanksgiving on the Wednesday night before. Plus, I like having the leftovers to share with people, my own, you know, my own cooking. My sister-in-law hosts Thanksgiving every year. So traditionally, my tradition has been to spend Thanksgiving at my sister-in-law. And then I would come in and do my show, which always started from 11 to 2 a.m., 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And I didn't think this through. When I said I'm not taking Thanksgiving off, I forgot that I now host from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., but it still works. So what happened, and Ashley, this is your first, this is called Second Thanksgivings. I'm also thinking about calling it Tupperware Thanksgivings because I bring all my leftovers, but then I got fresh food from Jake Melnick's. So it's really Second Thanksgivings. If you've already enjoyed your Thanksgiving, now you can celebrate with us as well on the air. So my first Thanksgiving, I decided to work because the boys go to bed at 10 anyway or 9:30. So I thought, well, they're already in bed. I'm going to be awake. Why not do my show? And it was a blast. We had all of our regular guests in the studio. It was packed. We had to rotate everybody because there were so many people coming into the studio, and everyone brought their leftovers. There was like Ziploc bags of turkey and Tupperware of stuffing, and what was wonderful was you would see what came from other people's homes. It was like a Thanksgiving potluck, and it was a blast, and the callers, the listeners were so joyous and having a great time. So I thought, well, we're going to make this a regular tradition every year. So the next year, for various reasons, and I was telling Tom, I suspect partly because it had been so crowded the first year, and also it was a heavy rain. If you remember a few years ago, there was a monsoon in Chicago, and because of that, every single person canceled, including my mother, who had been at the first, second Thanksgivings, and there was nobody. It was just me, Craig, and Roger.
Yes, I was here.
And Mark Harmon. It was, but it was lovely because it was kind of cozy. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Craig kept playing like a "Send in the Clouds."
Yes. Yeah, he got a little carried away, but
Rain
it was cool.
Drops. Yes,
and there was you brought so fantastic food again.
Oh,
and it was like I was in my own home.
This is my favorite holiday. It always has been my favorite holiday, even though there had been drama in my family when it was just me, my parents. Someone was asking if I ever had to sit at the children's table, and I said, well, that would be weird because it would mean my parents just didn't want to sit with me in our own kitchen. So, you know, if my mom was like, go sit over there, that would be wrong. So there are our traditions change, obviously. And so one of the reasons I wanted to keep you tonight, Doc, is because a friend of mine posted today something really beautiful, and it was in part inspired by the fact that she had spent Thanksgiving dinner with us last night. She has gone through a divorce, but beyond that, she has become estranged from her parents.
Yeah.
And this is something that people, I think, don't feel comfortable talking about, because if they do, and I have family members I haven't spoken to for a number of reasons. And when you tell people that, everyone always says, Doc, they're like, just work it out. They're blood. You can't turn your back. And they don't know from the inside how hard you've tried or what that relationship is like. So I wanted to talk to you about those dynamics.
Absolutely.
So what have you talked to people who are like, you know, maybe they feel guilty that they can't be around family members?
You know, this time of year, every single year, I've been doing this for my job. I'm a therapist, and I've been doing it for about 25 years. And every year, people come with that problem. Yeah, it's easier in some instances to lose somebody, literally lose them, than to feel estranged from a family member. And so, you know, knowing like this is the time when families get together, and I know I'm not going to see my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. I think it just feels, it runs so against the grain of everything you see in pop culture, yes. everything you hear from all your friends, everything you're seeing online and social media, that you feel so wrong about it. It's so dissonant because you feel like, ooh, it's not healthy for me. I know it's not, it's the right thing to be disconnected here. And yet there's this thing that says, you should. Probably you should. And there's people probably telling you, oh, right. really, just patch it up, like you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, get yeah. over it. And by the way, not to diminish losing somebody. I've gone through that as well. And that is an extraordinarily painful time. My first Thanksgiving, I ended up, it was at my husband's aunt's house, so our aunt's place. And I spent most of the Thanksgiving in the shower. In their wow. bathroom, like, because I was hoping that no one would open. I was hoping, one, that no one would go to the bathroom, because I locked the door for a while, and I thought I can't do that the whole night.
Right.
So I was lucky enough, but I just, it was too, it hurt, like my skin hurt
yeah.
to be around everybody and not have my dad there.
Yeah.
But it is different to not ever, I have not spoken to several of my family members since 2001, and it continued,
wow.
yeah. We have a very complicated family, but uh-huh. so does everybody else, right, Doc?
Absolutely. There is no family tree that is clean. It always fascinates me when people show up in my office and say, boy, if only we were more like this one family
yeah.
with the perfect house down the street. And there is no perfect family, and there is no perfect house down the street. And that's something,
no.
if we could just eliminate that myth
right.
and recognize, you know, we're all struggling. Every family struggles. Most relationships, there are struggles. Then we can lift some of that demand from ourselves, right? And some of the taboo around being perfect.
Right.
Yeah, and allow ourselves to kind of be the way we are inclined to be, even if that means, well, I'm not going to talk to a family member for a while because this just isn't healthy for me.
It's toxic.
It can be. Yeah.
If it's causing you, I see Tom Holland, our musician who's in studio tonight, nodding his head. If there are people who you can feel it when you know you have to see them, or, you know, whatever it was. And if people are wondering about my situation, because I'm very, you know, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
When my father was very sick in 2000, I reached out to his daughters, my half sisters, and they, one of them, it was so bizarre. One of them lives nearby. She lives in a suburb. And I knew that they had a contentious relationship. He had divorced her mother. They, you know, there was substance abuse involved with both him and his ex-wife. And so a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And when I was young, when I was about 10 years old, she had some too much to drink or something and just started yelling at him in front of everybody, how he never loved her, that he loved our brother more, that now I was his favorite, like just yelled in front of everybody. So my dad withdrew a little bit, knew that he caused pain and tried to find ways to see her and interact with her. But when I went to go see her to tell her that our dad was dying, that it could be any day. He also had an aortic aneurysm that was starting to grow.
Oh my God.
And which he eventually passed away from. I went to her door and stood on her front steps and essentially begged her to come see him. And I was kind of asking also as the little sister in the family too, like, I'm going to need you after this.
Right.
And she said, no. She goes, you know what? I haven't seen him more than 10 times in the last 20 years. I'm not going to start now. And I stood there crying, like, you know, trying to beg her. She did not come to the funeral. She, you know, has never reached out since. And that was, and my dad, a week before he passed away, he goes, she ain't coming, is she?
Oh,
and I
so
said,
he,
I said,
he knew and he wanted her.
Yeah, and I said, I don't think so. And you know what he said? He goes, I guess I can't blame her. And so I know I shouldn't either, right?
Right.
But she, you know, that was the last time we spoke was
yeah.
when I did call her to tell her that he had passed. And then my other sister, her husband, when I called to tell her husband answered and he unloaded all this crazy stuff that he never admitted to her that he had said. And then finally, when she was going to come see my dad, he goes, he called me and he goes, Patty, don't tell your dad about what I said, or don't tell your sister about what I said. And I said, you know what? Thus endeth the conversation. Thus endeth the conversation. But to that, I mean, like, so everybody has, and there might be something that's bigger than what I went through, or might be smaller than what I went through.
Sure.
And everybody has those wounds and should be allowed to deal with them in their own way.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, by the way, whenever the doc's in the room, he'll tell you. Every time he's around, I'm like, and another thing. Let me tell you what else happened to me. I'm just going to lay down for a moment. But here's the thing is that we want you, and the reason I wanted to have this conversation is that I know so many people feel left out of celebration. They feel like they're not meeting some sort of standard. And you find it where and when. Celebrating is where and when you make of it. You know?
Yeah, there's definitely an accent on days like this, for sure. Yeah. Especially if you feel lonely and estranged, it never gets more emphasis than it does on Thanksgiving, I think, in particular, Christmas as well. But Thanksgiving seems to be the day where it hurts the most.
Well, I'm going to soothe that with some stuffing. More in a moment. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea's off tonight, and we'll be back together on Monday. We'll take a break here. More, if you want to join us, by the way, it's your celebration too. 312-981-7200. Give us a call or text us. And a lot of texts coming in. Nothing better than the nurse's potluck in a city hospital. Some of my best holidays were with my friends in scrubs. That's lovely. Thank you, 708. More in a moment.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier.
I don't think that John Duffy's ever seen me like this. Maybe, Roger, you've seen, I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, I have seen you.
I don't know why.
In fact, you haven't reached your peak yet. You're working on it.
Don't make the doc nervous. He'll be like, I don't know, it becomes borderline manic at some point.
So far, the joy is intoxicating, and I'm not kidding. It is real fun to be here.
Well, I'm doing my job of trying to eat as much of the sugar cookies before you get them. So that I don't add insult to injury.
But there's pie.
I know. I've been over there. I've seen it.
You should have seen the look my husband gave me when I said, he goes, do you want pumpkin pie? I said, and cherry. I mean, why stop at pumpkin when you can have cherry? Yeah.
Well, the pumpkin pie is the apple pie. There's an apple pie in there, I think.
Oh, there's definitely
in the box.
Oh, that might be from Jake Melnick's.
As we say, what's in the box?
What's
an apple pie?
We can't play that tonight. Not tonight. We have on a night when we know nobody's, you know, going to get us in trouble for that.
Yeah, right. It's a free ride tonight.
That's right. Just having a good time. By the way, producing tonight is Ashley, and welcome to the second Thanksgiving's, Ashley.
I'm so excited to be here. It is a very what do you call it? Intoxicating feeling being here. Everybody's so happy, so I'm just like, this is great. This is awesome.
Well, because people, you know, look, I know that I drove by Old Orchard, right? I drove on my way to my sister-in-law's house. Please come in, Reverend Livingston. Everyone, look, it's like, I feel like Judy Garland when the doorbell rings. Who's at the door now? It's Reverend Livingston. And so these are all, what I try to do is I invite all the folks who tend to be regulars on the show. So you can stay, Roger, where are you going? He's moving my coat, is what he said, with a cookie shoved in his mouth. We have in studio with us Tom Holland, musician Tom Holland, who's going to be playing music later, but he's not here to work. He's here to hang out.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that. So we have Dr. John Duffy, who also, now you're done working, unless people have some issues that they want to sort out with you.
Okay,
but,
get off the couch.
You are welcome to stay. Everyone's welcome to stay for as long as they want. Reverend Livingston joins us as well now, and so thrilled to have you. Roger Baddish. And I know we've got Krista working in engineering tonight, so that's our family tonight. And so I was driving down, you didn't think I was going to come back to it, driving down Old Orchard Road past the mall, and there was like one car. And this was around 4 o'clock. And I thought, okay, good. They're not, you know, they're closed for the day. And then when I came back around 6 o'clock, just 2 hours later, it was full, which meant all the workers were coming in. And I don't know, the best thing about it, if you have to work on Thanksgiving, I like to make it fun for everybody.
You know?
And I don't know, I think the programming today has been some of the sports, and you know, it's a little bit different on a holiday. And I just like bringing it back and just celebrating during our show.
Yeah, I think we're on shopping mall parking lot watch 2018.
I know.
Because actually our traffic service is issuing the percentage full of the parking lots.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so when I said 90% Harlem Irving, well, that's a small parking lot. You put 5 cars in there and you're at 90%.
Oh, when I go on a Tuesday to Harlem and Irving Plaza, I'm like, I have made the wrong choices today. I love that mall. I grew up at that mall, but it gets packed very quickly. By the way, we are getting some more texts from the 301. Please tell Roger happy Thanksgiving. I think he's terrific.
Oh, gosh, so bless you. Thank you so
this
much.
This is what
and happy Thanksgiving
like
to everybody else.
I love Thanksgiving. We can't control. Oh, this is so about my sister from the 301 again. Well, you tried, Patty. There's only so much you can do. We can't control what others do. We can only control how we respond, which is what I teach my boys.
Can I do a real quick shout out?
Please. This is all shout out.
Somebody who's got a birthday today, and yes. I've already put it on all of my social media.
Uh-huh.
A very special person to me, mm-hmm. a cancer survivor twice. Twice. Just got done with the second series of radiation.
Uh-huh.
Just a fantastic lady, and at some point I'm going to get to introduce you to her because you two will like be super Aww. Closest friends, and some of you probably know the name Gloria Jean from Gloria Jean's Coffee.
Yes.
Wow, her birthday is on the 22nd.
Oh, so happy birthday, Gloria!
Thanksgiving
Jean.
Falls on it.
Yes,
it's a triple
sure.
day. You know,
yeah,
with
celebration.
Thanksgiving and her yeah. birthday, and then the anniversary of JFK's assassination
That's,
on the 22nd.
Wow!
So
that is a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
big. That's a big.
Yeah, but she's got her birthday today. We just saw her last week, and she has a really big holiday celebration party coming up in December.
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
She's a wonderful lady.
Is she in Chicago?
She lives out in Long Grove.
Oh, so Chicagoland area.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
so
great.
The company
well,
started
birthday.
Here, and yeah, she's doing great.
I don't think I knew that Gloria Jean's started in Chicago. Did you guys? It's always been in my existence.
I definitely did not know that.
Yeah,
that's
it started
great.
In
that's
Long
good
Grove.
To know.
Yeah.
Then they, I forgot what the second location was, Randhurst.
Uh-huh.
And then Woodfield, and then they exploded from there.
There
and in
go.
Fact, it's kind of weird. They started here in Chicago, and then they sold the business, and kind of eventually moved to Canada, and then the franchise is closed here in the U.S., and it ended up in Asia and became bigger than it was in the U.S., then to Europe, where it became bigger.
Wow.
And now it's back in the U.S., which is the weirdest thing.
Which is very good.
Yeah. So happy birthday to Gloria Jean.
That's lovely. And Reverend Livingston, what are some of the traditions that you have, or what did you do today for Thanksgiving?
Well, we started off this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And Patty, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. So much fun. And I missed the 2 a.m. shows, though.
I know. Yeah, well, we got in trouble.
That's right. But you know, we had church this morning, and so we did that. And we had, then I went by Rainbow Push with Reverend Jackson, and we did some community feeding. Thanksgiving feeding, and then I was at the gym earlier this morning, so then I went home from there, took a nap, and got up and did some writing, and then made my way here to be on the with the Evening Queen, Patty Vasquez.
I appreciate
doubt,
that.
For sure.
Well, I want to find out more about everyone's Thanksgiving, including yours. 312-981-7200. What are some of the traditions, and what did you love about today? And if you want to work anything out, I don't know how long Dr. Duffy's staying, but he is here. We just told him he didn't have to work, but if you really need him. By the way, Dr. Duffy will be in with Paul Farvar tomorrow night from 10 to 1 a.m. doing my show, because I'll be on with Steve, apparently. I'll be on Steve Cochran's show, filling in for him. Apparently on Parking Lot Watch is going to be most of my job. And Tom Holland joins us as well. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN.
Can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait. Can we work this out? Can we work this out? Just wait. Can you call me, please? Because I want to be with
Thanksgiving, everyone. You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off tonight. I hope that she's having a great time with her family and friends as well. In studio, we have our family and friends. This is my family and friends at WGN Radio. In news, we have Roger Badish, who will be keeping you informed, including all the parking lot status updates.
And well, of course.
And we have Ashley. Ashley, tell me your last name, because I always just say Ashley.
It's Bihun. Like, Bihun.
Bihun.
Yeah,
Ashley
super
Bihun.
Easy.
Ashley Bihun producing tonight, filling in for Michael Heidemann, who is also with his family, and hope he's having a great time. Krista is engineering this evening. In studio, we have blues musician Tom Holland. Hey, Tom.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. About yourself?
I'm very well. I've been following some of your pictures from around the world.
Oh, yeah. Here, traveling. There, and everywhere.
Yeah, you've been having a great year.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
We are grateful that you're joining us tonight. And we also have Dr. John Duffy, who has his own podcast, Better, here at WGN Radio.
Yeah.
And he also, obviously, regular on Bill and Wendy's. Oh, you're a regular on everyone's show, but pretty much solidly on Bill and Wendy's.
Solidly on Bill and Wendy's every other Wednesday.
There you go. And yeah. I you know, when I started realizing, oh, wait a minute, I'm on at 7 now. I'm not, you know, infringing on your time, because it used to be at 11 p.m. and that made it hard for me to ask you to stay or call in. But now I'm going to get a little greedy with your time.
All right.
So you will be filling, you'll be filling in for me with Paul Farvar tomorrow night. And that'll be from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. following the Blackhawks.
You don't, yeah.
I think that's right. Yes.
Huh?
Reverend Livingston.
I just got here.
I know. Reverend Livingston joins us, and he spent the day serving food to the... I have always wanted to, and so I'm one of those people that's like, oh, that's so nice. I should probably do that. So if the holidays are here, it's time to get moving and helping people.
It's always a great experience.
Is there any difference this year compared to others as far as like availability of funds and supply of food? Is it was it pretty healthy this year?
You know, people are so generous. We think, you know, thankful for the kind-hearted persons who they make it happen. If you let them know that there's some kind of gap in terms of the ability to feed people, they step up. So just very thankful for all the people that step up.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And Dr. Duffy, did you do an earlier Thanksgiving since you had to come in and hang with Scott Santis and do this show?
It all worked out beautifully. My family, we do that odd thing where every other day of the year you eat at like 6 or 7, and then suddenly this one day you eat at 2.
Right.
And so we did that thing. And so this, you know, everything was done anyway in a way.
Right.
We were cleaning up, and I kind of said, well, I got to go.
See you later, honey.
Yeah.
There you go. Tom, you had a similar experience with your family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How was the food this year?
It was good. It was good.
Good stuff.
I didn't have any to bring, so.
No, it's okay.
That's always that. I guess that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It means that everyone loved it. I know. I got nervous yesterday when we were cooking because I said, "Oh my god, we're not going to have enough stuffing for leftovers." But again, the folks at Jake Melnick's were very kind and generous with some great food. And Paul, whose relatives I believe are vegans.
No, my parents went to go see my brother and his wife, who are vegan, for Thanksgiving, which makes you question how bad it is to spend with me.
Aww.
No, it's fine. It's a joke I'm working on, but. But it is true that they did go. They did go to Florida.
That part's true.
My brother's family is vegan, and they did go for Thanksgiving. They feel really bad. I'm like, that's okay. And I was going to go to have Thanksgiving with a couple of comedians, but those guys canceled.
Where are they going?
We were going to go to Fireside Inn and get Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And then one of them ended up going with his family again, and then the other guy canceled. So I was like, that's fine. And I just started cleaning out my closet and.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, no, I tried to order Grubhub, but the place I ordered from was canceled.
They canceled it?
They were closed, and they canceled it.
Aww.
So I made cheese curds, and I just ate those.
So you feel that, even though I told you specifically there would be a lot of food here, you still filled up on cheese curds.
I did not eat all day. I went out late last night. My best friends were in town.
Okay.
It was really fun to hang out with them. And I just was like, I should probably eat something because it was like 4 o'clock and I didn't eat.
So you should be fine. We've got so much food. We have wings from Jake Melnick's and their incredible macaroni and cheese.
Off the chain.
There's something in a tray that I haven't even opened yet. Like I should probably open that and find out what else. Oh, Paul's like.
There's pumpkin pie. That's all I asked for.
I wanted. I forgot the whipped cream. I'm so sorry, Paul. My husband's specifically bought a can of whipped cream.
Empty calories. I don't do that.
It's not calories on Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm just saying. What's your favorite dish? Is it the pumpkin pie at
Pumpkin
Thanksgiving?
Pie is definitely my favorite. But I also like turkey and just everything.
I brought the dark meat for you.
Meat,
you can take the drumstick and all the thighs with you.
I will.
All right, then. That's yours. Do you have a favorite part of your meal for Thanksgiving?
I like the vegan turkeys. All the turkeys I eat are vegan.
The vegan turkeys?
Yeah, they're all vegan. They all...
Oh, they themselves are vegan.
Right, so
yes.
I love vegan turkeys.
So eat those. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Tofurkey.
I think my favorite thing...
Tofurkey.
It's called tofurkey, right?
No, I'm talking about real turkeys.
Oh, but all they eat is non-meat items. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cows are vegan. You know.
Yeah. Come on in, Adam Selzer and family. Adam Selzer, who is a part of... Come on over here. You can grab this chair over here, and we'll rotate everybody in. But we got Adam Selzer, who I believe was actually at our very first second Thanksgiving. And had brought You brought the Charles Dickens punch.
Yes, I brought Charles Dickens' own personal recipe for punch, to which you set fire in the process of making it.
Yes.
Wow. My... next attempt to try to make it and set it on fire was not quite as successful.
Well, we had to take it outside at that point.
Yeah, we took it outside and it still didn't catch fire. So this year I did not bring the punch.
You did not bring... Oh,
I didn't have all of the stuff for it. It takes... there's a lot of booze in that. There's brandy, there's rum.
It's all the booze.
A lot of sugar, a lot of fresh lemon juice. It is delicious. It will also really get you drunk.
Yes.
It's like a liquid time machine, right?
It's kind of, it was Charles Dickens' own personal recipe he used to make it at parties, and it is delicious. It tastes like a really lemony black tea, only with a lot of alcohol in it.
Yeah. Well, that's why he was seeing the ghosts of all the past, present, and future. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that was packed. Do you remember how it was? And then, the reason you weren't at the second one was you were traveling.
I was out of town,
yes. And I've forbidden him from traveling on Thanksgiving anymore. I remember all the Thanksgivings I've had. No one showed up to that second Thanksgiving, including my mom, who has now she's canceling me again. Ronnie, come on over to Adam's microphone. Congratulations on your book. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very exciting. Tell everybody about the book and where they can find it.
All right. Well, the book comes out a year from now, November 12th, 2019. It's being put out by Little Brown for Young Readers, and it's called When the Stars Lead to You. And it's a teen love story about 18-year-old Devin, who is very, very focused in school. She's an aspiring astrophysicist, and she's a scholarship student, and you know, her like life is the stars, but she can't stop thinking about the boy she met and had an amazing summer with a year ago, but at the end of the summer he just disappeared, like just gone. So our story starts a year later when he shows up her first day of senior year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exciting. How's your holiday today? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's really good. I slept in, which for these days it's I got up at 9:15, which is that's sleeping
you get
in
early.
For me now.
Yeah.
And then we ate some good food. We marathon watched The Good Place all evening.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know who told me that they got hooked on Good Place because of my show? Governor Quinn.
Really?
Nice.
Governor Quinn was in the hallways and he stopped me and he goes, "You remember you were talking about how A Good Place is kind of like an updated version of the Defending Your Life movie with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep," and he checked it out and he's a big fan of that show now.
I just watch it over and over and over again.
Do you?
We did the whole season one today, and I've been through both seasons and all the new ones over and over the last couple of months.
Wonderful. I want to check in with your son in just a few minutes, but I want to get to some of the text, and I also want to take a break from the 312. Patty, you always bring a smile to my face. Aw, 312, thank you so much. Your topics are current discussions that help lots of us listeners. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much to the 312. From Saginaw, Michigan, we have a listener who says, "I just got home from eating turkey with the family. Found you guys on my Sea Crane Pocket Radio tonight up in Saginaw, Michigan. Happy holidays. It's a great show. Happy Thanksgiving," from John. And this is from Virginia. "Patty, thank you for always giving a shout out to the nurses. You always acknowledge everyone. Blessings to you." By the way, Virginia, I was asked to do a quick recording for the station about what I'm grateful for. And I have to say, and perhaps you've heard the show before, I know that I would not have Declan with me were it not for the incredible skills and the heart and work of the women who helped save his life at Resurrection Hospital. There was a nurse, and I'm still friends with all the nurses that were there, Sarah and Jody and Myra and Esther. And I still keep in touch with them. And it was Sarah who realized after about 6 days, because Declan was on life support, she realized I had not yet held Declan. She goes, "This is ridiculous. A mother needs to be with her babies." So I always think of them and stay in touch with them. And now I have a new family of nurses who helped save his life when he was at Lurie's and had spinal fusion surgery, and the incredible help at Shirley Ryan Labs as well. So yes, you are part of my family, Virginia. Thank you for all your long hours, hard work, and I know it isn't easy. So thank you so much from so many of us. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Question for Ashley. I messaged you earlier We need to do a on-air production meeting, Ashley. Please meet me on the air. Please meet me on the
Hello.
Air. Hi, Ashley. For second Thanksgiving, one thing that I've never made part of the tradition that somebody actually requested on Facebook today on our WGN page, and someone else mentioned it to me earlier in the week, is a piece by Arlo Guthrie called Alice's Restaurant, which I listened to for the first time today. And we got a request for that. So does anybody, what do you think? I'm going to ask our, I'll ask, well, first, Dr. Duffy was nodding in approval of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big was
fan.
It was the first time I ever heard this.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'd never heard it before.
So this is Woody's son, Arlo.
Right.
Singing his manifesto, Alice's Restaurant. It's right. A classic.
So, hold on. I don't know. Was it playing another radio station? Because I don't want to copy anybody.
I'm sure somebody must.
I don't know. That might not be working anymore because we're hooking it up for music. So you can go share with Tom. There you go. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure a radio station somewhere played it. We just had it on in the car.
Okay. So I'm going to see if we're going to think about it. It's available. It's literally 18 minutes long. And I would hate to just play parts of it. I think we have to play the whole thing because it's a story. It's Arlo Guthrie telling the story.
Well, the one main takeaway
is exactly
that
the length of the missing minutes on the Watergate tapes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, Roger?
Yeah, the main takeaway is that you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Right. And then in the middle of that, there's something about putting garbage where it didn't belong.
Well, I mean, it was commentary on the times.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
There was a radio version, a radio cut version.
Oh,
Ashley, lot shorter.
Can you see if there's a radio version of Alice's Restaurant?
Sure, I can find it. I'll see if I can do it.
Excellent. WXRT plays it every year, and it's a true story. Let's see. Our tradition, we're asking about traditions, too. Our tradition is to eat early and finish early, then chill with anyone who wants to stick around. I love that. Who's staying? But then you run into, do you ever have that moment of like, okay, we wanted you to stay, but now we kind of need you to go.
The thing that wouldn't leave.
Right? There and some people are socially, I mean, and maybe they're lonely.
Yeah. Or
socially not picking up on cues.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you turn off all the lights.
Right.
And you say goodnight to that person and they're still there, maybe they just need to crash on your couch. I don't know. Right?
Yeah, right. I mean,
all in.
It's hard to drop that cue that it's over.
If you've done everything, if everyone else has left and you say, well, it's been great. Yeah. But you try to have those tones of like, all right, then it was great seeing you. Can't wait to see you again after you leave.
I'm just thinking about all the times that's happened to me and now I'm realizing.
That's funny. You thought you were like really entertaining the raconteur, right?
Yeah. I was like, why did they turn off the lights? I was like, are they trying to be kinky?
A little romance, right?
Seven people here. Why are they turning off the lights?
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's powerful.
From the 301, yes, it is festive tonight. This is my favorite. I have to say, I'm pretty sure this is my favorite show of the year is doing this. And all of you sitting here are my first time here. Boom. We're going to check in with Elliot, who has been on this, has been there from the beginning. Adam is grabbing some grub with his family. Again, we want to thank Jake Melnick's for such great food. What you got your mouth full, Paul. I'm not going to. It looks as though
play
you're
what's
happy.
Paul eating?
What's? Well, I was yes. There's a clip too that I saw on another Facebook friend's page about Johnny Carson talking to Doc Severinsen about how they like their stuffing, and it's actually we'll see if we can find the audio on that too later. But there was a time when people were making oyster stuffing, which I think is like a New England thing. Did you ever go somewhere for Thanksgiving? Because you have your own sort of favorites from your childhood and the things that you like, and then you know either marry or start having Thanksgiving somewhere else, and you're kind of like, this isn't the way we used to do it, right? Did you ever? Are there any dishes that like stick out for you? Like I have one aunt who would on Steve's side of the family who one year we showed up. You have maybe ham is the one that you go differently, but when you show up and someone has made like a big fish. I know some people don't necessarily. No one wants to talk about my in-laws. I see you guys all backing away from the microphone, or you're afraid to make commentary on your families. And as I've mentioned, I'm an open book. I don't mind. Have there ever been any dishes, Doc?
I've experienced the big fish issue. This was not with my wife's family. This was before I was with my wife, but with somebody else's family, and it was alarming to me because I was so used to what my family did. It was head on big fish, really quite disturbing.
Yeah, it's weird in any other circumstances, or if they invite you over for a fish fry or whatever fish
right.
buffet or banquet,
yes,
that's one thing.
Fish is expected then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should you let people know ahead of time, hey, we're going to do something a little less traditional. We're going to have a big fish. on the table. Am I being picky?
A little heads up would be nice.
Paul, you have family members who are vegans.
Yeah, you know, we had a tradition. Thanksgiving was the biggest holiday in our family and friends. My parents used to have it for years. And then when my brother got married and he became vegan, then we started going there every other year. And then people stopped coming around to our house because they're vegan. So
right, they got driven away.
Yeah, I got driven away a little bit. So that as you know, 2 years ago when I came to this, it was like my real Thanksgiving because I had to have that turkey or tofurkey and all vegan food. Which vegan food is great, by the way.
But when
they try to become meat is where I think you got to just draw the line. Just say, hey, you're not.
You're right. Turkey. I think some people can do it well. It has to be done well. That's all.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to thank our listener from the 773 for a lovely Thanksgiving card that they sent. May God bless you with peace, love, abundance, and prosperity this Thanksgiving day and beyond. Happy Thanksgiving. And we wish that for everyone as well. And we are going to take a break here. And when we come back, more conversation, 312-981-7200. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I have to do this noise. You know I can't help it. Whenever I say, more for this. The fifth annual Second Thanksgivings, and you're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off tonight. She'll be back with me on Monday, and I'm so thrilled. We're on Facebook Live right now, so if you go to my Facebook page, Patty Vasquez, you can see all the great faces we have in studio, eating some leftovers, and more importantly, some really great food from Jake Melnick's, because they made some great macaroni and cheese. Look, my plate's already empty. I don't know if anyone needs to see the empty, disgusting plates I have in front of me, but there you are on Facebook Live. We are thrilled to have in studio for the first time on our second Thanksgiving show, Tom Holland, who's going to play some blues for us. Here is Tom Holland.
Your kisses, miss your touch, miss your baby so much. Trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do? Getting back to you, baby, easiest thing I'll ever do. Day trying to make my name, city from city and then from town to town, feet always hitting the ground, trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do? Getting back to you, baby, easiest thing I'll ever do. Tiny clubs to halls, babe, I done played them all. Everything starts to look the same, feel I know my name. Trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do? Getting back to you, baby, easiest thing I'll ever do. 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 Thank you.
I don't know what sound I just made, but it felt right. That's Tom Holland playing some blues, and we are celebrating our second Thanksgivings. And I'm so thrilled to be sharing this with you. Again, I was mentioning earlier, hey, Adam, go grab a... Oh, wait. Well, it's too bad. Just take Paul's chair over here. Wait, no. Paul, it's not musical seats over here. Paul's like leaving for the music. All right, I'll get you.
No, I was listening.
You went to get some more food. That's okay.
I was listening, and I was like, there's one thing missing.
What was missing?
Just a little djembe.
Djembe. I forgot to bring my djembe. We were on the phone. I was leaving the show. Was it last night? Did I just talk to you at like 2 in the morning today?
Or no, that was two nights ago.
I said, bring your djembe.
Yeah, I thought you were kidding.
I wasn't.
I didn't know someone. I thought you were like, I'm going to play by myself. I didn't know there was going to be a real musician.
You didn't believe there was going to be food. You didn't believe there was going to be real food. You didn't believe there was going to be real music.
I've just been let down so much in my life that I'm just like... My parents are like, we're going to be here for Thanksgiving. We're going to be there for you. And then, like, they decide last minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Wow. But Dr. Duffy, how can we work through this with Paul? Here's what you need to know, Paul. At some point, have I ever let you down?
No. All never. Right, then.
Have I let you down?
Oh.
No.
All right, then. Okay, so
John is now my... We did start an analysis of me on the first mm-hmm. time we worked together.
That seems necessary.
I know. I feel like I'm going to learn a lot. And then maybe we'll continue tomorrow. We're still working on what we're going to work out tomorrow.
Reverend Livingston, as a man of God, what do you say to folks that can't move on from their past experiences? I mean, as much as we should carry them with us and learn from them, should we let them continue to have a negative impact on the way we behave and think?
Well, you don't keep garbage. You throw it away. You know, yeah. And if you do keep garbage, what happens is your house begins to stink and nobody wants to come around you. So you have to find a process where you can get rid of the garbage in your life. First, identify what the garbage is and then get rid of it. There's different ways of trying to deal with things. We can rewind the tapes in our lives and analyze why we were the psychodynamic method or something like that. Or there's the kind that says, you know, get up, you know, stand up for, you know, like Bob Marley says, and you keep going. But it's really about learning to manage your pain. You know, we all have pain, but it's about not letting the pain manage you, mm-hmm. you know, and finding out what we need to do to keep moving. And it's not always by the yard, but it's by the inch. And like someone like Paul, you know, I mean, analyzing him is really... like a college course, I think, you know.
Well, he's Dr. Duffy,
a PhD program.
He's a funny attorney.
Yeah, he is. Well, but he's letting the past experience block his happiness now, right? I mean, like...
What's her name?
Is this an intervention?
Yes, it is. Welcome to this.
No. You know? A very elaborate intervention, yes.
Right? Maybe Tom's song is about trying to get back to you is about you getting back to your happy self.
Yeah.
See?
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, he's a left-handed blues guitarist.
Yes.
I thought about Albert King, so let him play blues at sunrise for you, man. You'll be all right.
That's why I had to leave the room, because it was bringing back chilling memories.
It was too painful for you? Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you're funny.
Fine.
That's serious.
From the 773, by the way, 773, we love you too. Happy Thanksgiving. From the 219, someone made their oyster dressing today, and they loved it. I think my mom tried once, but I was one of those kids who were like, this isn't like how you usually make it. This is what you didn't... I like to do it with sausage in it. That's how I saw it when I was 10, just so you know. She thought I was annoying now. I have made improvements. We're going to continue our second Thanksgiving. It's a Patty Vasquez show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea will be back on Monday. We hope she's having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Michael yes. Heidemann as well is off. We have Ashley Bihan behind, right? I always feel like I'm going to get it wrong.
I thought it was by Felicia.
That's the first time we've ever heard that joke, right? We have Chris Engineering. I believe Adam Phillips has just rolled in as well. Roger Badish in the newsroom. More when we come back on 720 WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we welcome you to the 5th annual Second Thanksgivings. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. In studio, we have with us Adam Selzer. He's a historian, tour guide, author, and one of the regulars on our show who's been here since the very beginning. And he's sharing a microphone with Paul, who has to go make amends for with a ugly breakup. Is that what it is?
Wow. I went out with my best friends, and I was supposed to go somewhere else to meet someone else, and I didn't make it, so this is like my apology tour.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna kick you out of here sooner rather than later.
I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I want to prepare too because tomorrow we have a big show with Dr. Duffy and
that's right.
So 10 tomorrow.
Get your rest. 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
And then I have my show Drink Date Laugh at the Laugh Factory tomorrow every Friday 8 p.m. It's a fun show. If you guys want to come, follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm giving away tickets. And then I also have Everyone's a Lawyer on Sunday, which is a fun show that Patty, you were supposed to do.
I will do it, I promise, at some point.
Comedians acting as lawyers. It's fun. We're pitching it to Network. So if you guys want to come to that, message me. I'll give you free tickets if you're listening.
Right, I'll come do that sooner rather than later as well. By the way, I saved a serving of sweet potatoes just for you.
I will take those, and I am taking... So if anyone wants the pumpkin pie that already started opening...
No, you cannot take the pie. That's for the rest of the night.
I was told that I could take pumpkin pie.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that anyone...
See, this is, again... Sweet potato. You've disappointed me, Patty.
The small container of sweet potatoes, if you want to take that, you can take that.
Pumpkin pie can I take?
Two more slices.
Four.
I believe warm price is coming down with dessert as well. So you want four slices?
There's two pumpkin pies.
I don't know. There's only one pumpkin.
No, I saw two.
Who else? Yeah. You brought pumpkin pie?
So help yourself to the pumpkin pie.
So I can take the one pumpkin pie. Remember you said, Paul, have I ever disappointed you? This is a prime example of you saying something, and then you're like, you can't have the pumpkin pie,
not
but you can have
it.
Sweet potatoes.
Are you taking pumpkin pie to your pumpkin?
Oh.
See, the Reverend knows me. There? He understands me.
I think the rule is that
pumpkin pie is the friends you made along the way.
Yes.
I think the rule is that if the pumpkin pie has been broached already, then it is free game.
Roger,
if the pumpkin pie has not been broached, then that is a precious gift that goes to special people.
I like
it. So either way, it's a win-win.
Wow.
I just need Dr. Duffy to be the last person to chime in, and if I have three people that vote against you, Patty, I've won.
My name is Patty.
I don't know if I agree with Roger on this one.
I'm not sure.
Simon always has to ruin it on American
Idol. And I usually agree with Roger, but... Oh, man.
I've never seen anyone come into a party and be like, okay, I have to go, but I'm taking the dessert that everyone else could enjoy later. I just have never seen that. That's all. That's why it would never occur. You know what it is? It would never occur to me to do something like that.
I don't think there's really even a brokenhearted person involved. He's just taking the pie.
I was told. The one thing I was told about Thanksgiving that I missed the most was pumpkin pie. You asked me. You said,
okay.
People have let you down in the past, and the Reverend has made multiple good points on my behalf.
Okay. Well, there is cherry pie for backup, and Adam Selzer has also brought pumpkin pie. Warren Price from European U.S. Auto is bringing dessert, so I am giving you... But if anyone else wants a slice of that pie...
They have
you
5
have to,
minutes.
You have to beat Paul back to the kitchen area to
and
get
if all
that
else
pie.
Fails, rock, paper, scissors, that's 2 out of 3.
Yes. Well, and this brings up an awkward thing that I... This is the only time I ever think, should I take that, is when I've brought something to a party and no one taps into it, and I'm leaving, but everyone else isn't done yet. Can you take it with you? Like a bottle of wine
like
or a dish?
Should I take it? Sounds like a new segment we need to work
Should
on next Thursday,
this?
Patty.
I love this. Should I take this?
What are the rules?
What are the rules? Like at a restaurant, how
expert.
Many condiments can you take? Right? Should I take this?
Napkins. We need. Is there somebody we can book that can tell us the answers to this?
The etiquette.
Etiquette rules.
I'm pretty sure if you have to ask, you can't take it. Would you say, Dr. Duffy? If you
I've got to agree with that.
Yes.
My problem sometimes runs the other way. So I'm a chocolate guy. And so this is not a big chocolate day. And so I had to ask my sister-in-law, because I know there's a stash somewhere in my brother's house. Like, after everybody's here's done with chocolate. Dessert and I pretend my way through a pumpkin pie, I ask, like, okay, so seriously, where's the chocolate stash? And she leads me to a drawer.
Oh.
Yeah. This is leftover Halloween candy? Wow. Is this
Maybe.
What it is?
Precisely, Roger.
Oh, yeah!
If I had known, I would have brought...
Oh. This
candy
is
for you.
I've had my
chocolate.
Share of candy.
I know.
It's all good.
Okay.
And there's chocolate out there.
Yeah. Oh, and Stephanie's office is the cornucopia of chocolate.
Where all the chocolate's hidden in
yes.
the WGN.
There are stashes everywhere.
But you can bypass the cookies that were sitting there because I just had the chocolate.
Steve cookie. Brought those. Yeah, by the way, that tray of cookies, Steve walked by and he's like, you know what? He brought those for you guys. He was like, Patty's guests would probably love some of these wonderful cookies. Aww, I know.
Thank you very much.
My husband killed it. By the way, that and then the canned cranberry sauce. Did you see that? I had him grab a can. We were at Mariano's. I'm like, oh, grab a can of cranberry sauce. So that's got the ridges on it. And
there you go.
Nice. I slid it out. Reverend Livingston was there because we had opened it. Yes. And I think Chris was trying to get some, but, you know, I felt badly. You have to slide it out and get that noise.
That's right. That's right.
That slurping.
Like Alpo.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think the folks at Ocean Spray want you to be comparing.
The Reverend and I are going to start a two-man show.
Everybody be Alpo, and then the other one, Economy Alpo, Strongheart. Used to pop out the can, Strongheart.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to separate the two thoughts. No, we're going to separate the two thoughts between Ocean Spray and the Alpo, because the imagery for me is a little bit too much. It's gonna ruin my experience going back out there and grabbing some. Yeah. That was one of my dad's favorite things.
Strongheart?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
Beef. Well, he did grow up during the Depression, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that was a great episode of Good Times. You know.
I do remember that episode.
That's right. She was
eating dog food. Yeah,
dog food. Yeah.
That was the saddest round last night. If anyone was listening of John Tatey's terrific Tuesday trivia for television, people did not get Good Times. We were talking about who's at the table.
I've often talked, and you've dissed me for it, but I've said how good a show Good Times is. And
what
Barney
are you talking
Miller.
About? I love Good Times.
You guys make fun of me because I don't watch all these fancy shows on Netflix and Hulu and all these things that kids have, and I only use
MeTV.
Yeah, I use MeTV, right. And I watch Good Times.
No.
And Barney
you binge
Miller.
Watch Alf. I'm not making fun of you
They don't
Barney
have
Miller.
Alf anymore.
But exactly,
Mork and
there's
Mindy
a reason.
And Webster were the ones you made.
There's
Webster.
A reason. They're like, there's just this one guy on the north side of Chicago who's watching Alf. He's binge watching. It. We got to find some different programming.
You know, I almost did Webster's wedding in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Married to this woman. Yeah.
I just recorded the Webster's Thanksgiving. I haven't seen it yet. Wow. But it was on yesterday. And the Barney Miller one I saw was pretty amazing, too. Well.
I think the comedies of the 1970s were some of the best. Good Agreed. Times, All in the Family, Barney Miller, Mary Tyler Moore. These are all great shows.
Mary Hartman.
Yes. And Maude.
Oh, Maude.
Oh,
I got Maude. A great Norman Lear. I have a great Norman Lear, Larry David story if you ever want to hear it. Yeah.
I do want to hear it.
Yeah.
By the way, I was quietly shamed, and now I'm going to shame myself publicly. We missed you at the Edison Park Turkey Trot today, Patty. Grateful for the people who came out. Yes.
You told me you went.
No. I told you I was going to go. And then
you told me you came in fifth place. That's what you said. I have the text.
Yeah, that's what
I have the
I
text
say.
Right here. It says,
screenshot.
I'm really tired.
Yeah.
I went to the fifth.
You will never hear what place I came in anything, because it's never going to be something I'm going to brag about.
I was surprised you were bragging about it on a text.
You know what my favorite position is in any race? Finish line. If I can finish, if I can get to the top of the Sears Tower, I've never actually done any 5Ks or any. I've never done a single. Have you done any of these?
I've done 5Ks and 10Ks a couple of times. Yeah,
but it's like if you're in last place in the marathon,
right? You finish.
Well, no, it's not just that though. But you trained, you sacrificed, you could have partied, ate like you wanted to, and everything else, and I did all that and still came in last place.
But you had to finish though.
You got to finish. You got to finish before you. Before we go, Paul, before you go, because I'm not kicking you out. You're leaving I'm kicking you out.
You're just mad about the thing the turkey trot thing that I busted you on.
Here. I've never done a turkey trot in my life. From the 815, we're going back to whether or not, should I take this?
Yes.
Should I take this? From the 815 says, if you brought something, you usually leave it for a gift unless they ask if you want to take it with you. Per me. And I had this, you know, my friend who came over last night, she brought a bottle of wine, and it wasn't until she left that we hadn't opened her bottle, and I thought, so now what I'm going to do is save it for when she comes over again so we can enjoy it with her
bottle.
Yes, so because it's her bottle.
But there's a lot of lines of etiquette that there are questions that we need to
clarify.
I think we need to clarify this, including if someone promises you pumpkin pie and it's still there and it's already been broached.
Does anybody need
pumpkin
pie?
The word of God agrees that
Paul
I should
takes
have
it. Tom, do you need pumpkin pie before Paul takes it?
There's a lot there. I only need half
the 5 minutes
all right,
down to
go,
two.
Go take
now,
half
so,
the
yeah.
pie. I'm going to watch you very carefully. I'm going to race you out there. Reverend Livingston knows I'm running
today,
all night.
Because you feel bad about missing the race?
Yeah, do. A little bit. Feel bad about that. Let's take a break here. It's second Thanksgivings, and this is my favorite way to. I mean, I love my family. I shouldn't say that. I mean, this is my.
Hi, Steve.
My husband knows.
What do you call it?
Hi, boys. They're in the car now.
It's a Freudian slip.
It's called.
Series of issues.
I got it.
We'll work it out during the break. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. My mom generally joins us. Right, Adam? She had she passed out in Gary Meyer's office.
I got her really drunk.
Sorry, not passed out, Mom. Not passed out. That's the wrong way to put it, Mommy.
That's what happened.
It was a very strong drink, and she needed a nap before we took her home. That was it. So, that was a very hearty Dickens punch that you had served that night. And I was just telling everybody off the air, Mommy, since you're not here, I was talking out of school, so I apologize. But I was talking about the fact that I sleepwalk. And I sleepwalked this week for the first time in a while. And my husband will sometimes wake me up. But the thing is, he wakes me up in this voice that is so annoying. It's so, he'll be like, he talks to me like I'm a mental patient. He's like, hey, where are you going? And it's just really, and I wake up annoyed. But there are times when I've woken myself up, usually if I'm talking. When I travel, I have to put doors in front of the, I have to put a chair in front of the door just so there's at least an obstacle between me and the hallway. And I know Mike Birbiglia talks about this too. His is a more extreme, form of what I have, but this week I woke up, I was screaming because I thought that I was supposed to be at the station, because this, you know, I'm in for Cochrane tomorrow, so I think I was already trying to prepare for what that's going to be like. And I did Windy City Live on Tuesday, so I had different places, you know, a little shift. So I came running into the living room screaming, what day is it? Where am I supposed to be? And I was screaming. So I was telling everybody in the studio, Mommy, that I generally wake myself up when I'm talking. So one time I woke up, I was standing over Steve. I was standing over him on the bed, straddling him, which sounds fun. but imagine this. Imagine you're just deep in sleep, right? And your wife is standing over, or your loved one stands over you, and I was screaming. I go, stand down, soldier! Stand down! And I wake up as I'm yelling at him, and I swear to God, this is what he says to me. He goes, I am standing down. As a matter of fact, I'm lying down. Why don't you try it? Because that thing, like, he talks to me like I'm a mental patient. So,
and you use the term soldier.
Okay. I'm sure it was some movie saw. I'm sure it was like, I don't know if I had just seen, I don't know.
Wow.
Well, my husband and I used to be a big fan of the movie The Rock. The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, I love that shit.
So there's a lot of soldier talk in that. Maybe that was it. I don't know. Yeah. But I'll never forget standing over him, screaming at him. He'll write down sometimes. If I don't wake up, he'll write down what I said.
Wow.
Yeah, like one time it was, he goes, you thought you were in a hotel and you were calling the front desk to tell them there was a strange man in your room.
Wow.
And he was snoring very loudly, and could you have him removed? Which is obviously a reflection of the fact that he's a very loud snorer.
Outstanding. That is great.
Do you have patients sometimes that are like have a lot of issues with sleepwalking and restless? Yeah.
Yeah. So when you said, I do, it happens at stressful times, that resonates with me because I've never worked with anybody who sleepwalks. When it's not a stressful time.
Right.
And I do work with a guy who's fairly well known, and he's anxious about, like, what if I'm sleepwalking and I'm traveling?
Yeah.
And I just get out of bed.
Yeah.
And he sleeps with not a whole lot on, and I just walk out in the hallway, and so he stacks glasses.
Wow.
So he'll wake himself up by smashing the glasses if he opens the hotel room door.
Interesting. Yeah. I have different things that I do. One, because I'm afraid of waking up and being confused about being in a different environment. So I always have my shoes and my car keys. I have my car keys in my shoes in case there's an earthquake when I'm in California, or if there's a fire alarm. But I would never go to bed naked, I don't think, on the road,
because
I do sleepwalk. Because when I was at Allen Hall at the University of Illinois, I did not wake up. Thank God I was fully dressed. I did not wake up until I was in the middle of the quad.
Wow.
And I woke up. It was like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I was walking, and in my dream, I thought that I was going to class. And as I was waking up, I was like, oh, it's really quiet on the quad. Oh, it's really dark this morning. Oh, there's nobody out. Oh, it's not daytime yet. So,
wow.
That was the most extreme form of that was in college. Yeah. It's very, very scary. I know we were talking. Okay, so I got a text from our good friend Scott Stantis, who is on his way to see family and friends in Wisconsin. And he texted that Ashley has audio of the assassination of JFK if we wanted to take it down a notch. And I was like, you know, I think we'll mention it, but I don't think we're going to play any audio of that. But are there other, like, because it is interesting when it lines up, Adam, don't you think, on a holiday like this?
Yeah, it does. This is also the 50th anniversary of the White Album. album coming out. The Beatles.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I didn't know that. That's
and it's just been remastered and reissued.
Yeah, and it sounds great.
Really?
I think it sounds fantastic. Well, yeah.
Why are you so suspicious? Suspicious, Roger.
That's easy for you to say.
I know.
No, because whenever things get remastered and you were around when the original came out, you're so used to that. That hearing it remastered or cleaned up or what, even on digital, just feels weird. At least it does to me. And
there's certain things I can only listen to on battered tapes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, heavy metal does not sound right on CD or vinyl to me. It's got to be on a cassette tape and not on a good stereo either.
I gotcha.
What are your thoughts, Tom Holland, resident musician today?
I haven't heard it, the remastered version yet, but...
Do you have preferences?
I've always been a fan of vinyl.
Okay.
But
I'm a hipster. We play vinyl. Oh, you know what the newest thing with hipsters is going to be is sweatpants.
Sweatpants are coming back.
They're coming back. They're known as quitters now.
Right.
Quitters. But you're gonna be hearing people saying like things, I put quitters on my jeans, but then I decided, no, I'm just gonna change into my quitters and I'm so much happier. Like, dude, where'd you find those quitters with the Iron Maiden logo?
Oh my God. Well, okay. So I had an idea, and if anyone wants to steal this, you're perfectly welcome to it, because I never have any follow through on my branding ideas. But the idea of meat sweats is new to me. I didn't realize that was a thing that people get. I don't think I've ever eaten enough meat to get sweaty about it. Do you guys familiar with the phrase meat sweats? Oh yeah, it's a thing. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Here, hold on a second.
I've heard it, but I've never had it.
I've never had it either. Apparently, you get flushed from your body trying to process the meat. So I thought there should be a line of meat sweatpants. Mm-hmm. See, meat sweats. So no, nobody likes it.
This would be the day, that people would be wearing their meat sweats.
The day you need your eating pants.
Your eating pants. Wasn't that supposed to be what yoga pants were supposed to fill that hole of, right? They at least look a little fancier.
It doesn't work for guys, though. Guys in yoga pants?
You could rock a pair of yoga pants, my friend.
Well, I could, yeah. But most guys, not as well as me, you know. Not as well as I.
Here you go. By the way, Reverend from the 815, please tell the Reverend that he has absolutely the best laugh. It makes me smile.
Thank you.
That's very nice. I love that, too. 815, LOL, standing down is better than trying to pee in the wrong place. Oh, I've heard of this. The 815 says that their little brother did when he would sleepwalk. And I've heard of this. I've heard people like opening a closet door and just peeing in a closet. I've heard these things. Nobody? You guys never had friends like that? I just apparently have all friends who sleepwalk.
There was somebody I went to college with who would make this. And this wasn't always a drunk thing. This was sometimes just a straight sleepwalking thing.
Right.
This would happen on occasion. And we'd have to redirect a little gently.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, because I wonder, I wonder if drinking actually lessens the occurrence of sleepwalking. I wonder, although, because it affects your REM,
right?
But I wonder if it also helps with that. There's a chemical in your brain that keeps you immobile while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the semi-paralytic,
right?
Which I apparently don't produce enough of it under stressful situations.
Right. Yeah, but under some people, that's exactly what they experience, right? Yeah.
Yeah, my husband, poor guy. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why he married me, Reverend Livingston. I bring a whole new level of chaos to his life. Do you bring chaos? Do you bring chaos to the people in your life, Reverend?
I'm very difficult.
You're just aware of it? It's better to own it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Adam? I know that Ronnie's microphone isn't working right now. Are you...
I snore.
You snore, but do you bring...
I snore, and I apparently talk in my sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know what I've said lately or anything.
We'll find out.
I caught her filming me a couple of times.
What? Oh, see, I've thought about recording my husband snoring, but I just feel like
you should. Play it at parties.
Well, see, I no, because then that's a public shaming kind of a thing. Oh no, there was one time when I came in. So I wear this this Bluetooth that has an external speaker, and you wear it around your neck. And I was on the phone with my husband. This was right when Andrea and I started the 7 o'clock shift, and I was on the phone with my husband. And as we were talking, I hear this. He fell asleep while we were talking.
Wow.
And I was wondering if it was going to last. It was just a few minutes before we hit the microphone, and I was like, I can't. It would be so mean for me to put that on the air. Well, it was because, you know, when I started at 11 p.m., around that time was when I would take over for Steve and watch the boys, and he could take a nap. So I messed up with his schedule.
Yeah.
From the... I have from the 630. I would and still do sleep talk, have full conversations with people, and don't remember any of it. Yeah, that's the scary thing.
Is that from a prison or?
No. Oh. Oh, sorry. Well, like people. Okay, so when I went to a place called Wall Camp. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's a Lutheran retreat for grade schools. I went to a Lutheran grade school, and we had these almost like barracks, you know, with bunk beds and the girls on one side, the boys on the other. And there was a seventh grade teacher. I was in sixth grade, but he was really mean all the time and would like single me out for stuff. So apparently, I mean, there's no reason for me to doubt it, but they said, the boys said that I walked into their side, stood right in front of his bunk bed and just stood in front of him giving him the bird.
Wow.
Yeah, double bird in sixth grade. But, and I was like, I mean, they none of them knew that I sleptwalked. So right.
You were just bad.
I'm just honest in my sleep. Yeah. That's all. More after this on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea's off. She'll be back on Monday. More. Give us a call, 312-981-7200, or you can text us, too.
Flush our eyes on the east side, looking like vampires. It's working all right. Wasted nights on the high rise, taking that joyride. Tripping all night. It's way too much.
Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We are celebrating our fifth annual second Thanksgivings. Andrea will be back on Monday. She's celebrating with her friends and family. I have done that during the day and in the evening as well, because I'm one of those people who has two Thanksgivings. That's why we call it second Thanksgivings. So you have the first one, then you grab all your leftovers and bring them in to hang out with everybody. And we also had some fresh, delicious food from Jake Melnick's. They brought us Thanksgiving on a bun. They brought us some pulled pork and macaroni and cheese. And we want to thank Adam Selzer and Ronnie and Aiden for coming in and bringing some great delicious food as well. And I want to thank, I know that you have to run, Dr. Duffy. You've got your family is trapped in with family.
With family.
Not trapped. It's not a good way to say it.
They're very happily with friends at this point, yes. But they need the Uber home at some point.
Yes. That's completely understandable. And I look forward to hearing you with Paul Farvar tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it.
Filling in for me and Andrea after the Blackhawks game. I'll be on it tomorrow morning 6 a.m. So I'm planning on sleeping here. It's totally fine.
That's so amazing that you're going
to
do that.
I'm so excited. I've been wanting to do Steve's show when he has off for a long time, because the reason I started here was Steve had me as a regular on Thanksgiving Day, because he was the afternoon drive time host, and he would fill in for Spike Odell. Every Thanksgiving for about 10 years I was on the air. Yeah, so that's part, I guess, the rest of the tradition. I've been on the radio on Thanksgiving Day pretty much straight for 18 years.
Wow, well, you make it fun.
Well, I'd rather. Okay, well, there are things, and Tom will attest to this. When it comes to live performances, there are certain ones that you look forward to, right?
Oh yeah.
They're like for comics. While the pay is good on New Year's Eve, the experience is. How can I put it? Jarring?
Harrowing.
Harrowing. That's the word. It is. And I've always been jealous of musicians, because at least you finish a song and people are clapping.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, they always give out the sound makers before midnight. So while the headliner or the comics are on stage performing, people are like twirling and blowing kazoos. And it's amateur night for anybody who doesn't know how to drink. And
right.
People are yelling. And that was why last year, and maybe this makes sense to everybody, is when you can produce your own space. So I did a show at the Filament Theater, and it was the most fun I've ever had doing stand-up comedy.
It was a good time. I was there.
Yes, thank you so much for coming out. We should do one together.
Yeah.
And it has to be a holiday show, because I decided to take a paycheck this time.
I hear you.
You got to pick and choose those.
Yeah.
But Dr. Duffy, I want to, before you go, I just want to ask you, we started the show talking about getting through, you know, situations that maybe others don't understand. You know, we feel self-conscious about not being able to enjoy a celebration because maybe we're estranged or maybe we've lost somebody.
Right.
As we go into Christmas, what do you find people get the most stressed about? Is it shopping? Is it the expectations of joy? That kind of thing?
Definitely the expectations of joy. We have these expectations of things be perfect, right?
Yeah.
And I think we load that so heavily. And when things don't go as expected and the connections don't go as expected, or we're arguing in a way, I think that we allow ourselves to be disappointed and unnecessarily,
right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Instead of like, oh, this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And this will probably be more memorable than the perfect thing I planned on, you know? But I think we get so caught up in what it's supposed to be that we don't appreciate what it is.
And I think that people need to take a step back and just and try to find it. Maybe it seems like joy shouldn't be work, but being miserable is exhausting.
I love that. That is true.
Isn't it? I mean, it's like it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
So find it, you know.
Bring it, and other people will kind of like this show tonight. You know, if one person brings joy, everybody feels it.
Well, that's something that I've learned with age. Right? You'd make enough mistakes and you have to acknowledge them.
Right.
I make a lot of mistakes and it takes me and everybody their own time to work your way back. But I look forward to this show. And so, Dr. Duffy, it was a pleasure hanging out with you. I know you have to go grab your family. I want to thank you for joining us. And I'm so glad that you're getting so many shows with Paul and in other ways. And of course, our door is always open to you. You can take a pie if you have to.
Maybe. If Paul's left anything, you know, maybe you'll bring it tomorrow. I don't know.
Can I just say the pie he took had one tiny piece cut out of it? It wasn't like a few, it was like one tiny triangle.
He took the rest
of it. And Roger was part and partial in him giving him permission.
I was just trying to look at the plus and minuses of the situation and seeing as how he would be leaving before you would be leaving your shift.
Right.
I thought it would be apropos that he would relieve anyone of the burden of having to make a decision later in the evening about who gets that pie.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of pie left, but Warren Price has entered the studio, and I believe he's also brought some desserts for us. He sent me a picture of cooking, and we're going to have a seat for you in just a second. Dr. Duffy's going to take leave of us and grab his family. Dr. Duffy, where can people find out more about you and your shows and the work that you do?
So you can find me at drjohnduffy.com. I am Dr. John Duffy on Instagram and Facebook and on Twitter.
Excellent, Dr. Duffy. Be safe tonight. Hello to your family. I'm not going to keep you any longer.
Thank you, and happy birthday to my wife tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Duffy.
Yeah,
Mrs. Julie. Dr. Duffy.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you,
Have
guys.
A great night. And we're going to slide in our good friend, our car guy, Warren. I'm gonna try not to make him work either. So far, I've made all of you work, except for maybe Adam. I haven't made you do, except for history.
I'll tell you guys some history stuff if you want. I'm always finding the neat stuff.
It's all good stuff. We got some counseling from the Reverend and from Dr. Duffy. We got some music from Tom Holland. And so thrilled that everyone's hanging out. It's our second Thanksgivings on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, fifth annual second Thanksgivings. I'm so happy that you're here. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. I have to be back on the air because it was a short break. I wanted to make sure that we brought in Warren Price from European and U.S. Auto Body over by there at Irving and Broadway. And I think I have to bring my Prius back to you, by the way. Not to make you work tonight.
When's that happening?
I don't know. It's my car's making a sound. But it's a muffler. No. It's the muffler. Okay. It sounds like something's loose.
It could be the heat shield. It's a tinny noise.
Is that bad?
No, it's a simple fix.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. That's why I wasn't worried. I wasn't stressing it.
Yeah.
That car, I bought a used 2010 Prius. I love that car. I've never bought a used car. I inherited used cars, but we had bought a Honda CR-V new and then the Odyssey new, and this is my favorite car I've ever owned. So I'm so glad you introduced me to the Toyota
I talked
Prius.
To Sam today.
Oh, you did?
The dentist who I introduced
Yeah,
her
tell
to.
Him I still don't know how to use the CD player, but we'll figure that out.
Oh, we'll have to figure that out, yeah. We can maybe get one of those discs you plug into the lighter.
It's more of a problem for the boys than me. I just listen to talk radio.
Well, your son wants to play the music he's creating.
Well, that too, but he probably wants to listen to the 50-year anniversary of the White Album that was released today. Reverend Livingston, what's your go-to music in the car?
I'm a big blues fan, man.
Oh, there you go.
I love the blues.
Let's get some more blues in a few minutes.
Yeah. That's why I like Tom Holland. You know, he's the man.
I was on my way to my...
performing earlier. Yep. Beautiful.
I didn't realize till today, because I listen to so much talk radio.
Sure.
I listen to WGN pretty much all the time. It's like listening to your family, and sometimes you get mad at your family and you change this channel.
Sure.
And that wasn't today, but I will go down the dial and look for something. I did not know how much I loved hearing It Takes Two by Raw Bass. When I was on the Edens, I was like, I had the windows rolled down, I had it cranked, I was like, It Takes Two to Make It Out of Sight. I was such a dork on the highway. I really, really enjoyed that. What about you, Warren? What's your go-to? What really?
Well, I'm a solid Led Zeppelin guy.
Wow.
I
mean, yeah,
you know, I go way back. I just love, I could just listen to that over and over and
all
over again.
I like some
Led Zeppelin. It's very nice music.
How about you, Adam?
This time of year, I always go through a Duke Ellington phase.
Oh, man.
Lots and lots of Duke Ellington. Nice. Also, next weekend, I'm going to New York for not quite my 50th Bob Dylan concert, but pretty close to 50.
What?
Awesome. Yeah.
That's outstanding. How about you, Tom?
My wife will attest to this, that and my son as well, that I have a problem listening to WGN all the time.
See, you're like me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Are you like me, though? You're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear somebody, you're like, I'm going to see what kind of music's on for a few minutes. Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah. And then it's.
Everyone gets to take a break.
You know, we drive in the car. If I don't have it on, my son's like, what's the matter, Dad? why? It's 3 p.m. Why aren't we listening to the guy that yells a lot?
There you go.
about a week ago, the girls, Lily and Claire, all of a sudden were just listening to Christmas music.
Oh, really? That started beginning November. No, we won't play any Christmas music tonight, Adam. I promise. No Christmas music, Ashley.
That's my favorite kind of music.
Here's your playlist now. Apparently, it is Led Zeppelin. We got some Duke Ellington.
All right.
Awesome. We've got some. What else did we say?
Blues.
Yeah. We got live blues and apparently raw bass. Roger, how about you?
It depends on my mood, but I usually put the iPhone on shuffle.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to about 7 different genres within an hour of driving.
Okay, so you
and
didn't.
I'm all good with that.
So,
from classical to jazz.
Random genres from classical to jazz for mm-hmm. Roger tonight. And Aiden, I know you can yell across the room. What do you like? What's your thing?
I like Def Leppard.
Throw in some of them. Put a little sugar on me, will you?
Yeah.
It's time now for our news. By the way, I want to thank you all for inviting us into your homes, into your cars, and to your life. We are so grateful to be Chicago's very own. And this is 720 WGN Chicago. And if you happen to have one of those smart speakers, do me a favor. Whatever it is, your Google Mini, your Alexa, your Echo, just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here with your news, which is sponsored by Tom Peck Ford, here's Roger Batt.
Hit it!
We have to stop right there. I don't know what our legal obligations are. Right? Isn't that just fun? No? Warren, I didn't see you dancing.
I used to teach dancing, honey.
Did you? Was there any raw bass in your classes?
No. No, we had to be fully.
Fully
attired,
what? Yeah. Fully attired.
Yeah.
I'm not. What does raw bass have to do with?
Raw? You said the word raw.
Rob bass.
Oh, Rob. No, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I better turn this up so I can hear you a little better.
Okay. The turkey's starting to get to him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's soaked in sherry.
Maybe I've been wrong all these years. Is it Rob? I think it was Rob Bass.
It's Rob Bass.
Rob Bass.
Rob Bass, yeah.
Rob, it's just a double back-to-back B. Makes it sound like it's just one word. Yeah. Rob Bass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But raw works
sorry
too.
For changing
it does. No, it is
so
all
good fertility dancing.
That's what I don't understand. He's like, you know, you had to be fully clothed. Yeah. I didn't think you were teaching pole dancing.
No. Disco, babe.
Disco.
Yeah, John Revolting.
John. You are listening to the Patty Baskin Show with Andrea Darlis. We are celebrating our second Thanksgiving. Andrea is with her family and friends, and we look forward to being back together on Monday night. I'm hanging out here tonight, and then tomorrow night I'll be off. It'll be Paul Farvar and Dr. John Duffy filling in for me and Andrea. I will be filling in for Steve Cochran in the morning. And it's kind of like Radio Checkers or something, or chess.
I'm
being moved into another square. That's all. Just, mm-hmm. And I'll be back to my own square. Just going to try out the other square for a while. And we're going to be on with Jen Zanotti. Controller Susanna Mendoza will join us. We'll have Senator Dan Katowski on the air to talk about Giving Tuesdays. We'll also have, Tess Considine, who has been making some waves as she continues performing in Nashville. So we're excited to have her on the air. And the Chamber of Commerce of Woodstock to talk about their Lights Festival and Small Business Saturday. And so we're excited to have everybody on tomorrow morning, just as I am
that's
to have you all.
Day.
I'm not going to have any leftovers left for them. I don't think in the morning. I'm sleeping here, by the way. Well, I mean, I have to be up at 4 a.m. Why would I go if? Why would I go home and then come back?
You don't have to.
Right? You know, stay where you are.
Swiss hotels next door. You got
No. What am I going to do, spend $200 to get 4 hours of sleep?
Station should take care of you.
No. I want to keep working here. Patty got too expensive. She's making demands. Got all kinds of leftovers in the kitchen, making a mess. We're going to check in with our good friend Elliot Serrano, who was unable to join us for second Thanksgiving tonight. His furnace is on the fritz. I know. So he's got to make sure that everything's okay at home. You got a guy? You're my guy. And I love when you got a guy for other people. Well, let's connect you with Elliot because he's staying home to make sure that Sinbad, the world famous cat, is to make sure that he's safe tonight. So we've got a lot going on tonight, including music, and still trying to decide if we should play the Alice's Restaurant. But the thing is, that takes 17 minutes, 17 or 18 minutes. No, you don't want me to play?
If you can come up with a blues lick, I condensed it down to about 3 minutes for Aiden earlier.
One of the next breaks, I'll listen to it and see what I can do.
Just come up with any given blues lick, and I'll tell the story condensed.
I don't know if we have. I think we can actually play it. I don't know that I can do that interpretation.
Legally. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what our legal obligations are in that sense. My husband just texted me and said it's a good thing the boys don't listen to the show. I love Thanksgiving with my family. It's just different. Oh boy, I'm in trouble, Reverend, aren't I? I'm in trouble. We enjoy sharing Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend with you. Love you. That's from my husband.
Forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. You're all right.
I'm all right. Yeah. Being aware that I was making a mistake as we were talking through it. It's all good. Ashley, how was your Thanksgiving? I didn't even ask you what was your Thanksgiving day like?
It was very good. It was relaxing. Yesterday we did our celebration, and then today I got to sleep in.
Yay!
Which is the best part.
And then you found out your host wasn't going to have anything stressful going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, everything was smooth sailing today. It's been fun.
A lot of door opening. We got a lot of guests. It is a little bit like Judy Garland's Christmas special.
Which is awesome, though. It's so fun. It's so welcoming.
We don't know who else is coming. We have a couple of invitations that are out. Our friends from the Hubbard Inn might be stopping by. Jason Valenthal might stop by. As well as Todd Belcourt might be joining us, and maybe Dr. Turk. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see who rings the bell next. Warren came in last, so thank you so much for that.
I'd love to get the invitation. We're having a great celebration at my sister's, and we had about 30 some odd people.
Okay, see, that's a lot.
It was huge.
I just had a panic attack.
Food after food.
That's a lot.
People. Oh, it's great, though.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That's a lot
my
of people.
My twin sister came in from Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, and my nephew Jack came in from California.
That's great.
Everyone else came in from the city.
That's great. And Tom, how big was the Thanksgiving doings at your family's?
Actually, it was about 25 people.
That's a lot of people.
Nice. It was actually, my folks were saying, the first time since my two brothers and sister were out of the house that we were all back in the house. And
nice.
And then you said, I gotta go do Patty's show?
Pretty much. All right. Good to see everybody. I'm out.
I got other food to eat.
Exactly.
And you were talking about you were with Reverend Jackson today, Reverend Livingston.
Yeah,
Feeding the Hungry.
Yeah, Rainbow Push. He's been doing that for Thanksgiving, you know, for decades. So
that's great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
great work. And Adam, how big was it? You guys, Aiden and you and Ronnie.
Yeah.
And that was what my Thanksgivings were like. That I liked that. I think that's why I like doing this. Is it sort of a bridge between what my family and at some point with Steve. Family, it was up to about 30 to 40 people.
Wow.
And it was a lot of people.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of, you know what it is? It's a lot of conversations too.
Well, you're getting blasted from 16 different ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know if you're part of that conversation.
Well, it's like social media. Everybody's talking at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-social media.
And in our family, we are a bi-political family. There's people on both sides of the aisle, so you have to be very careful. One side of the aisle is much smaller than the other side, so we try to be very respectful of each other and don't discuss it.
Are they teased about their size? Or?
I'll tell you off the air. More after this. Sorry, WGN.
Only you, only you. So real.
said, play something for Roger, and he's not at his microphone. This was a random shuffle of anything between classical and jazz. And there you have it. And Roger's elsewhere. That's all right, Roger. We'll get your song. We'll have a song for you somewhere along the way. How many folks celebrate Thanksgiving at your house, Ashley?
Ooh, we got a big one. We got a big family. Yeah. We're Italian, so literally everyone from everywhere stops by at some point or another.
Oh, so you have an open door Thanksgiving Day.
Kinda, yeah. We have a lot of family friends that come by. We have all family members that come by. It's a party.
It's kind of like this, where people just keep coming in. And you never know who's going to show up
or what they're going to bring. It's really fun.
And maybe you forget to put their name on the door at security. Sorry, Warren. But
please,
so you have a pretty. I know. I'm sorry. So you have a pretty big celebration. I was mentioning that growing up, it was just me, my parents, and that was the way it was until I started dating my husband Steve. So three of us. That was it. I think my mom and I once traveled. And you, Ronnie, and Adam Selzer and Aiden have a similar setup at home. You have just the three of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wanted to point out something that happened at your dinner.
Yeah, so Adam bought a 17-pound turkey for three of us.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and?
Okay.
So yeah, we're
Adam, I'm with you. And?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be having turkey for a long time.
Yeah, that's the point
we'll
of
make, we'll make turkey and noodles, turkey chili, turkey everything.
Turkey
the cats
salad.
Eat quite a bit.
Turkey sandwiches.
Turkey pot pie.
Turkey Benedict. Turkey pot pie.
Turkey pot pie, for sure.
Yeah. Turkey dessert. I don't know. Everything turkey.
Yeah.
So that was a similar debate. So as a kid, and I don't know how Aiden feels about this, but I just love the idea of having the whole bird when I was a kid. So my mom would sometimes just bring home like a turkey breast, and I'd be like, we just have the turkey breast. See, I was a powder when I was a kid. That's not what we did last year. I want a whole turkey.
Yeah, I like the ritual of just cooking the whole thing, of getting up early, making it all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't
getting
even
the
think
guts out of
I
it.
I don't think that brining really helps guts. That really helps that much, honestly, but I like doing it just because I like the ritual part.
Yes, I love getting in there and pulling the neck out and getting the gizzards and the livers. And
we used to have the carvings.
Swinging the neck over around my head and seeing blood and guts and veins in my teeth and eating dead, burnt bodies and kale.
wrong holiday.
That's Thanksgiving.
A la Braveheart,
right? It's Alice's restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Thanksgiving, Mom.
I do. I like having a whole turkey. And then it became a debate. I don't know. I thought it was for Thanksgiving, but one year they decided to have ham. So then there was an argument about whether or not you cook the whole ham or you just cut off the parts of the ham that you need.
No, you make the whole ham.
You make the whole ham.
You use every part of the ham.
Well, but I think it was because it was pre-cooked. It's that honey-baked ham thing. So how much of it do you reheat? But I love, you know what I love about the ham? Is putting all the cloves into the, you know, like all the different diamonds. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. You don't eat ham, do you?
No, I eat ham, but I've never
you know about the cloves?
Oh, yeah,
cloves. And then some people do the pineapple with the cherries, and they put it all over the ham.
Well, my parents are from down south. They're deceased now, but there was 12 kids on each side, so it was a long time before I didn't realize everybody would eat all the hog. Right, you know. We ate chitlins. My Mexican friends ate menudo.
Yeah.
You know, and
some
stuff.
Tripe.
That's right, tripe and everything. Mm-hmm. And then when I became more urbane and I started going to urbane Thanksgiving dinners, I was like, where's the, because mama would lay it out because she was the second oldest of 12. So she would always cook for a bunch of people.
Right.
And so we always had just so many folk. And then, you know, as you get older, as they got older, everybody started dying out, you know, and stuff. So, you know, it reduces the size of your dinners unless you're just really popular like Adam.
Yeah. Now, Warren has given us a picture. He's sharing this with us in studio.
My sister, Davita, sent me a picture of
a pile of necks.
A pile of necks because,
for me, I
love the turkey necks. So she buys all these extra turkey necks and puts them at the bottom and cooks it with all the gravy.
The gravy.
It's so good.
It's delicious, man.
Yeah, that is some good
stuff. She makes the best.
I made one of my friends who came over last night is a vegetarian, so I wanted to make sure that there was gravy for her mashed potatoes and stuffing and stuff. So I made, which is actually here, I have the mushroom gravy that I think turned out pretty well. I made a vegetable stock, too, which is incredibly easy to make vegetable stock.
Yeah.
Some veggies and peppercorn and some spices and strain it and boom, you're done.
Yeah, she made a dressing just for Lily, my daughter, because she's a vegetarian.
Oh, there you go.
It's very special.
I again want to thank our friends from Jake Melnick's for dropping off some incredible food. I'm having the Thanksgiving on a bun, which has
so good.
With cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Turkey and
the turkey burger. burger. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good. And I invite everyone to go to jakemelnicks.com. They've got some great holiday events going on, including, I believe, like they're having different chicken wing themes every single day. So check that out. And thank you so much. They have incredible beers on tap as well. And it is it's called the top chicken wing spot in the U.S. So I don't know if you enjoyed some of those. We have wings.
I love wings.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that macaroni and cheese is amazing. Yeah. And the pulled pork. Okay, so that's all good. We're having a food coma in the studio. Tom Holland is in studio with us as well. And I want to thank you so much for hanging out. It's so funny that now, were you a big WGN listener before we started having you on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So you reached out to me, I think, right?
I
can't remember how we connected.
So, yeah.
Or was it with another band? Maybe you played with another band that came in and connected with Craig that way. I can't remember. It's always been fun.
Exactly.
Yay. And this is your first time in the new studios.
This is.
What do you think? I don't have the fireworks going for you right now. And usually the
Wednesday and Saturday.
And Saturday, the Ferris wheel is usually lit up. We have a beautiful view of Navy Pier from the studios. And this is the hotel right next to us, the Swiss Hotel
by Harry Weiss.
Oh, and you know all the architects. See, that's why.
I run architecture tours on the river, which we're also right above here.
Yes, and the other thing is the Radisson Blue. Everyone, the Aqua is so beautiful.
Aqua by Jeannie Gang.
Yeah.
It's Chicago's own.
She did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
So we can see into those hotel rooms, and it's not too bad here on this side of the building. On the other side of the building, where we have Studio D, we look right into the apartments and the rooms of the Fairmont, and that got to be, it was so distracting because we're so much closer. You would see everything going on. You could watch people going through their day, you know, like, oh, she looks like she's sad today, and she's just eating her cereal, and Cochrane would, wake up and, he'd be looking into their rooms.
Oh, yeah.
See, one guy's got a whole collection of bikes, right? And someone else is a hoarder. It was like, okay, we're learning too much about these folks.
It's like a Hitchcock movie, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Then you see a murder.
Rear window.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Then your vertigo kicks in, right?
I don't know. Someone's going to get psycho. That's all I know. Do you know, I watched it with Griffin
You're
for Halloween.
You're 39 steps ahead of me, man.
I'm out. I don't know if I got anything else. Anybody? I can't. We're going to get texts now about where we could have gone. We watched that. What was that? We watched Psycho over the Halloween season, and you forget. If you haven't seen it in a long time, what a masterful piece.
The music is powerful.
That's so creepy. Yeah. I wonder what they did for the motel business. I wonder if that, if it had to have taken a nice dive.
I had a friend who was going to federal law enforcement training in New Mexico.
Yeah.
His car broke down. He drove down there at night. He had to walk a mile. He ended up having to stay in a place called the Bates Motel.
No! Yes, he did. Yeah. That had to freak him out.
It did freak him out.
Yeah. Why would you keep that name?
Because
it was a draw.
Family?
It's a draw.
I guess it's a draw.
Probably a lot of goth kids coming in.
There you go. Well, Adam and I are friends of a series on Netflix. I cannot get enough of The Haunting of Hill House.
I've been through it twice now.
Yeah, it is. It's a really wonderful series based on that.
Magnificent. Episodes 5 and 6 alone, if they were standalone movies, they would be in my top 3 horror and mystery movies of all time.
It's well done. But there's a moment, I think, in episode 7 when the sisters are in the car together.
Yeah.
Where it scared me.
The one real jump scare they do in the show. Usually the ghosts just kind of show up. They creep into the frame.
It's about this family that ends up. Well, let me just say this first about that scary scene. It's the only time I've ever watched a movie, because I was watching it alone. It's a series. I had to get up off the couch and make sure I hadn't made a mess. That's how scary it was. I screamed so hard. And I would not be able to go to bed because I would watch it by myself in the dark and then be so freaked out that I was like, I don't know what
I had a few nights that really messed with my sleep, or I'd get up, I didn't want to go pee.
Yeah, you know, it's too scary.
Bent neck lady's going to be in there.
Bent neck lady.
So you guys are weak. Warren, you remember Earthquake? Earthquake. And they had synths around where the theater would shake.
Yes.
Because the earthquake.
That was up by the Northtown Theater.
That
would shake. That theater's gone.
Yeah.
They would have a special effect?
The theater would
shake.
They would probably do it through the speakers. That was the easiest way to make everyone rack. It was crazy.
That sounds incredible.
Or the other one that would scare you, because you guys are weak, when you go see a horror movie. No, I'm serious. You go see a horror movie like at the old Woods Theater, and then you watch the scary movie and something runs across your foot. A rodent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody has their feet up on the seats.
That's 5D right there.
There you go, right.
That's too many D's.
But I'm serious. I was a kid. I was a kid, and we went and saw Ben. You know, and then after Ben came Willard.
Yeah.
And so you're in the theater and rats are on the floor. Yeah, and it's scary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we used to go down to the State Lake.
Oh, yeah, man.
That was the theater.
That was a theater. Yeah.
Next door to that novelty shop.
There was a guy named Sam Levin who was the curator of it. I'm a twin, and Patty and Cindy were twins.
Yeah.
And they were his daughters. We all went to the same grade school. So we got to go to the theater.
Oh.
All the time.
That's fun.
Yeah. And Warren, the downtown wasn't as clean back then.
No.
Because, you know, you go down.
It wasn't. The city was not clean back then.
Right. I spit on your grave, right? You go see it at night. And when you walk out, forget the Walking Dead that you see now. You walk out to theater at night, and there's cats down there, man, that are the Walking Dead, right? The Walking Dead, some girls on the stroll, and you just watched I Spit on Your Grave. You know, it's like a whole other experience.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of movies, after the news and some music from Tom Holland, we're going to check in with Elliot Serrano and see what kind of movies he's thinking about that are coming out during the holiday season. Maybe Adam's looking forward to a few. And what are you watching on? Are you binge-watching anything? Because this is what people do during the holidays too, is they sit around and they watch some movies, and we'll talk about that when we come back after the news. First, a break, then we'll hear from Roger. I hope you are happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight on this Thanksgiving. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studios, 720 WGN. And we are celebrating the fifth annual Second Thanksgivings, where a lot of the friends of the show come in, bring in their leftovers, their stories. We hang out and celebrate on the air. This year, for the first time, we are thrilled to welcome Tom Holland. It's our first time having live music on the show for this event. So we thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We
Thank
have
you.
In studio for the first time for the celebration are Warren Price from European US Auto Body. Oh, hold on a second. Right there. Sorry. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Reverend Livingston also joining us for the first time. We're so thrilled to have you. Adam Selzer, who has been here from the very beginning.
Yep.
And it's different and fun, except for that you didn't come that one year when you were traveling.
Yeah,
it was
the one year I was out of town.
It's really sad. Nobody came.
My parents wanted me in town.
Oh, they're so greedy with your time. And Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us tonight as well with Aiden. And we are thrilled to welcome, as I mentioned, Tom Holland, who's going to play some live music. Here he is with some blues.
All right. Don't make that same mistake.
Oh, you're singing again.
Oh, Lord, there it is.
That's my Facebook Live video. You've heard that happen on the air before. You're like, oh yeah. Now it's happening in person. Oh, man, outstanding. And where can people find more music from you?
I'm on Facebook.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, yeah, and...
not the guy who's playing Spider-Man.
No, that's what allows me to do the music.
Right, your side gigs.
That's right. That's my side gigs.
Speaking of which, I wanted to check in with Elliot Serrano, who could not join us tonight. Hey, Elliot, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Yes, I was going to say. See, I remember the last time you had it. You had a Tom Holland lookalike in studio.
Yes.
We had that performer from the Lyric Opera. And I even told them, you look like Tom Holland.
Yep.
And I was going to say, when I heard you had Tom Holland, we went, oh, no, don't tell me the one night I can't make it.
That would have been so cruel. No. I would have told you to put Sinbad in a carrier and had you bring him down here to stay warm. By the way, Elliot, I know that your furnace is on the fritz, and our good friend Warren Price, as our guy, he says that he's got a guy for you.
If you haven't got a guy yet, I have a guy.
Do you need a guy?
Well, if you've got a guy, that would be great, because this furnace, it always seems to do this to me around the holidays.
Really?
So. Okay. What part of the city do you live in?
He lives in the suburbs. Go ahead, Elliot. Where do you live?
I'm sorry?
Where do you live? What part of the area?
I'm out in the northwest, out in the northwest burbs.
Yeah.
No, so, Tom lives in the city.
All right. Well, we've got to find...
He doesn't live far from you.
See if he's got a guy that can go out to where Elliot is.
Yeah, he might go out there himself, too.
All right, then. There you go.
Patty will connect us.
We'll get you the information, Elliot. Yeah. It's not fun to not have your furnace when it starts to get cold this time of year. I remember one time, you know that Andy's Deli on Milwaukee Avenue? That burned down one time and actually shut down the entire neighborhood, the power in all the houses, like for blocks. And it was a freezing cold night. And we were trying to, Steve wanted to leave with the boys in the middle of the night to go to our in-laws' house at the time. And I was like, well, let's see how cold it gets.
let's test ourselves,
let's
right?
Let's see. I mean, the boys, we have some blankets on them. They'll be fine.
Just
layers. He was not pleased with me then. All right,
did you have gas for
Fine. Okay. We were fine. Nothing was working. It got cold super fast. Elliot, so what movies are you looking forward to this holiday season?
Well, let's see. So first off, as far as the holidays go, one movie's already gotten the jump on everyone else, and that's the new CGI a reinvention of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Now, people seem to really be enjoying this one.
Yeah, it's voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch, or Cumberbatch, mm-hmm. or Cumberbund. Mm-hmm. However you want to say his name.
Yep.
And actually, a coworker of mine went to see it with her 3-year-old son. She loved it. She wasn't even expecting to enjoy it, and she really loved it. So that one looks like a lot of fun. I'm it's from the folks who did the Despicable Me films. So if you like that brand of humor. You should probably, you'll enjoy that one.
Now, I know that a lot of people are giving bad reviews for the movie that I liked. I always think it's fun when everybody, I don't know if they lowered my expectations, but The Crimes of Grindelwald, I loved it. It's the sequel to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the first time I believe I've gotten that title correct. I would like points for that from my family. It was such a fun movie. I don't know if I was just in the right mood for it. Now, Adam, are you a fan of the Harry Potter movies?
Sure.
Now, have you seen the Fantastic Beasts?
I have not seen the Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, I think I'd be curious to see what you thought about it. Elliot, did you like the first one?
I enjoyed the first one immensely. And yeah. I think the thing I really enjoy about these films is that they're not just based on stories by J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling is the screenwriter.
Right.
For these films. So when you see all the visuals and all the things that are up on the screen, that's straight out of her head. Right. So I remember when I saw the first Fantastic Beasts, I was sitting and going, because there were certain times when it seemed like the camera just seemed to fall in love with the sets and the things that were going on. I was like, well, but see, this is what happens in a Harry Potter book.
Right.
To spend time, explaining, showing things that were happening. So
right.
I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, and I agree. And I think the interesting thing, what's happening with The Crimes of Grindelwald is that you have people who don't know the world, right, or maybe aren't familiar with this extension of Harry Potter, so this is, all seems very strange to them. And then you have the purists who are like, well, that's not what happened, or why would that character be there because she wasn't born yet, or all the, I understand all the, we'll come, you know, let's come back and we'll put Aiden on the microphone and talk about this. 312-981-7200, because people who aren't familiar or don't like the world aren't going to like the Crimes of Grindelwald, and the purists are the ones that are getting really mad. It was a drop of 17% in the UK for turnout for ticket sales for this movie, because they didn't think that it.
Are never happy.
The purists are never happy. So it's the people like me who are like, this is fun. More after this when we come back on 720 WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. You're listening to The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is with her family and friends, and she'll be back on the air with me on Monday night. Tomorrow night, comedian Paul Farvar Esquire and Dr. John Duffy will be hitting the airways, filling in for me and Andrea. I will be filling in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. and we'll bring you all the latest and greatest on what's going on around the city. Right now, we're talking about the holiday movie season. On the line with us is Elliot Serrano, who could not join us in studio for our second Thanksgivings. But thank you for coming over last night, Elliot. It was great to have you.
It was always a pleasure to spend time with you and the family.
There is so much food here tonight, Elliot. Partly my leftovers, but Jake Melnick's brought over to Thanksgiving on a bun. It's so
okay. Good. See, here's the thing, because I was planning on being there tonight, and I didn't even like bring home any leftovers from your place. I was like, I'm having the regrets.
Regrets. Well, I have lots of leftovers, so if you want to come by over the weekend, we can do Thanksgiving dinner again with you.
Sweet.
We can do that. I have a question. Roger, are you into the Harry Potter movies? Roger? Oh, Roger's... Oh, Roger looks like he's deep in a conversation with somebody over there. He does. It's so funny to watch him on the screen. Well, we'll get back to Roger in a moment. So we were talking about the movie season. And in studio, we have with us Tom Holland, who is not Spider-Man, as far as I know. We have Warren Price, who is the... by the way, Tom Holland, our blues musician, providing incredible tunes tonight. We have Warren Price, the proprietor of European and U.S. Auto Body over on Irving Park Road, 4080 North Broadway. I knew I had half that right. Reverend Livingston, who is a regular on the show as well, and we love having you in studio. Adam Selzer, our resident historian, tour guide, and he's also an author. You can find all of his work on Amazon or wherever you buy books. Mm-hmm. And we have Ronnie, and we have Aiden.
Hello.
And I was trying to get a hold of Elliot. I was trying to get a hold of Griffin to see if he wanted to call in and talk about The Crimes of Grindelwald. I was saying that this movie seems to really be dividing people. Aiden, you were saying that people either really love it or they hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you haven't seen this one yet.
I have not seen it yet, but I have seen the first one, at least.
And what did you think of the first one?
I liked it enough.
Enough?
I mean, so I didn't... The romance was kind of unnecessary. I mean, you had to get a love triangle in there to appeal to the mass audiences.
But, now, which romance? Because there were two. There was Queenie and Jake, right?
That one...
Was okay?
That's the one that kind of sticks out for me.
Uh-huh.
That kind of felt forced to me, at least.
And not Newt and Tina?
I forgot they had a romance, actually.
There's two romances, yes. See, that's the thing. There were two, yeah. Mm. Well, what do you think, Elliot? Because, I think that JK does always kind of have like those elements of that, too. She likes to put the romance in there, doesn't she, Elliot?
Yeah, I mean, you had throughout the Harry Potter books themselves, there was always the whole, will Hermione end up with Ron or even Harry? You know, they were thinking about that. I'm always amused, though. You talk about the purists who say, well, this isn't right or this isn't that. It kind of reminds me of when people were grousing at George Lucas about the prequels and saying, that's not Star Wars.
Right.
And how they're saying about the sequels.
Yep.
Well, see, the thing with the prequels, at least the point being, he was the creator of Star Wars. So anything he makes is, by definition, Star Wars. So when people are saying, that's not Star Wars, you're telling the creator of Star Wars he's wrong with his own creation. And then with these movies, you know, again, with the Newt Scamander movies, these are J.K. Rowling screenplays. These are her stories. So
to say that, that it's not Harry Potter. You're telling the creator of Harry Potter she's getting it wrong.
Organized fandom is the worst.
It really is.
Yeah, well, that's like...
It
that's,
spreads across all various fandoms. Yes. Organized fandom poisons everything.
And listeners to radio stations.
Oh, yeah, those are jerks.
No, they're not jerks.
Get a TV, guys.
They're not jerks, but it's interesting. It's like, I have a job. I've been hired for a reason, and there are people who like it. And the people who don't, I mean, I can't fit that box, right? Mm. And J.K. Rowling, I'm not comparing myself to J.K. Rowling, because that's a fantastic world that she has created. It's come from her imagination. And you're right, Elliot. How do you correct somebody? Although there are some discrepancies in the Crimes of Grindelwald, which Aiden said he has seen people complaining about online.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to explain those away. But
they probably will.
Maybe.
Like, maybe it's because they're saying this character hasn't been born yet in the timeline. So maybe it'll be like that character's parent or uncle or something.
Right. Well, and I think that having Jude Law play Dumbledore was so wonderful.
Jude Law's great.
Oh, he's so good. Great. I heard someone talking about how, like, oh, wow, Dumbledore was a hottie when he was young. He ends up being Elliot, is he about 150 years old in the end of the Harry Potter series?
Yeah, but I'm waiting for them to explain how he went from a suit and tie to robes.
Best explanation I've seen is tenure.
Like,
it's been going around tenure. Somebody on Twitter, somebody will say before and after tenure.
I requested my son to call in, and I was received a message from my husband saying he asked if you're off your rocker. So apparently that's a big no for Griffin calling in. He does not want to step into the fray to talk about Grindelwald.
The world of radio.
But
Radio Land.
Do you have any interest in seeing The Crimes of Grindelwald?
Definitely.
Yeah, I loved it. I love the grandeur of it. And I think that's what it is, Elliot, is a sort of fantastic world that lives under our world, right? Because in Fantastic Beasts.
Because they're all secret.
Yeah.
The Wizarding World is all secret.
And they come to the United States in Fantastic Beasts. And in this one, they go to Paris.
Oh.
Which is beautiful. Anyway, so that's part of the storytelling. What kind of movies do you like at the holidays, Reverend Livingston? Do you like the romance movies? What do you like at the, like a Die Hard movie? What do you like?
Creed.
Are you going to go see Creed 2?
Yeah, we're going to see it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's supposed to be a big one. What are you hearing about Creed 2, Elliot?
Oh, yeah, that one getting as much positive buzz as the first one did. To me, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like they're revisiting the Rocky mythos all over again. But from a, you know, slightly different perspective. And although I will say... I was like, really? The son of Ivan Drago?
Can they save
Creed?
Rocky IV?
I'm sorry?
Can Rocky IV be redeemed?
For Rocky IV. And even Dolph Lundgren is in this one, too. So it's they're revisiting that. But I hear they pull it off wonderfully. So.
By the way, they're saying that Ralph Breaks the Internet and Creed 2 are devouring Thanksgiving records.
Wow.
So they're smashing Thanksgiving weekend records right now.
Ralph Wrecks the Internet?
It says breaks. Yeah. Maybe they thought it would be too much
wreck.
Too much wreck, yeah. He has gobbled up 18.5 million just on Wednesday. And they think it's going to hit probably 94 million plus over the holiday weekend.
Wow. That's huge.
Isn't that crazy?
Could it hit a billion?
I don't know.
That would be about 3 months from now.
Yeah, and then Creed 2 opened to 11.6 million on Wednesday. Their projected 5-day launch will be $61 million or more over the weekend. That's pretty huge.
That's strong. Yeah.
Those are big holiday. Now, did I see, Elliot? I had no idea there was going to be another Deadpool movie this year.
Yes, they're recutting Deadpool 2 into a PG-13 version.
Okay, so that's what it is. What?
What's the fun of that? It's not going to be too violent.
Well, it said he's really dirty. He's got a potty mouth on him.
That's the fun of it.
I know. What were you saying, Elliot?
I was going to say, that's exactly it. It's them trying to get the family audience now, because there were actually folks who complained when the first Deadpool came out. They said, why didn't you make a movie I could take my kid to?
Because that's not the comic.
There are other movies you can take your kid to.
I'm just saying.
That movie's going to fail.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. There you go. Let me take a break here. We're hanging out. It's second Thanksgiving's, everybody. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis when we come back on 720 WGN. second Thanksgivings tonight. It's when we celebrate Thanksgiving with our on-air friends after we spent the day with family and friends. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off. We'll be back together on the air Monday night. You can follow the show on Facebook, by the way. It's the Patty V Show on Facebook and at Patty Vasquez, CHI, on Twitter. And by the way, Roger, I didn't have a chance to ask. Roger, what movies are you looking forward to this holiday season? Is there one that you're looking forward to?
No.
You
mean like that are just anything? In the theaters?
Yeah, anything.
I want to see Fantastic Beasts, even though I've heard it's
loved it.
Okay, I'll go with your review.
Me and Steve, my husband and I both mm-hmm. loved it. Griffin liked it. He liked the first one better. Did you like the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
I'm a Harry Potter person, and even though this is within that realm, I liked the movie, but I didn't like the movie.
But here's Roger. I liked the movie. I wasn't in love with it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Griffin loved it, and then we went to see this one, and I loved
this one. You think
it's
better than the first one?
I just liked it better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll go do that.
Yeah.
The kids saw Ralph Wrecks the Internet the other day with Bridget. Mm-hmm. And they loved it.
I've heard great reviews.
Yeah.
It's Ralph Breaks the Internet. We were talking about this a few moments ago, that they make it kind of weird that they didn't call it Ralph Wrecks the Internet, but that's everyone's going to call it that anyway, don't you think?
Yeah, right, because the first one is still... Yeah, okay. Right. As far as Aquaman is coming out...
Elliot, is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, but it's funny that you have Aquaman coming out in the holiday season...
Actually, the first day of winter, December 21st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And for all that they're pushing it, that they've been pushing it on social media, I don't know how many people actually know that there's an Aquaman movie coming out.
I do, because I saw the previews before The Crimes of Grindelwald. And you know who plays Aquaman's mom? Do you guys even, no one knows this?
No.
How is that a bigger deal? It's Nicole Kidman.
What?
Yes.
Really?
She looks spectacular. Wow. Yes. So,
And I'm not sure how much... It has been kind of low-key, even though they're starting to run TV ads. And so I'm not sure how much DC is really trying to put behind this. It's kind of weird that it's really not getting more... more promotional push.
Right.
That Robin Hood movie that just came out.
That I heard terrible things about
that. Yeah, and I'll tell you this. They started running promos for that a year ago.
Oh, I've never seen a promo for that.
I knew it was coming out.
Yeah.
Didn't know when. And then it kind of went away as far as word about it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're running a ton of ads a week ago. And then I see that it's just really getting horrible reviews.
Well, that's what I've heard, too. By the way, you know, the guy who plays Aquaman is 39 years old.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is 39, and Nicole Kidman's only 51. So,
how does aging work among that species?
Exactly. So maybe she's she's thousands
of years. You live in the water all the time. I mean,
that's true. And salt water.
You live in salt water?
It's exfoliating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's very good for the skin.
Yeah, those are the only ones that I know of that I'm kind of looking forward, but I'll make you a bet that I'll eventually end up seeing them on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
I still have this thing about going into theaters. I just really have lost the movie-going experience. I don't like it anymore. I don't like that people keep coming in at all times during the movie. I can't stand it that that people have their phones on during the movie. I can't stand it that people are talking and texting on the phones.
Here's a weird thing I had. I don't know if Steve or Griffin noticed this the other day. The guy sitting behind us, I couldn't tell if he just had a respiratory problem or if he was snoring during the movie, because it sounded like this line. And I was like, I couldn't tell if he was just a heavy breather or if he was, and I didn't want to turn around and like wake him up. I mean,
what if it was both?
Right. It can't, right? Snoring would be a respiratory issue. Yeah. So
he was excited.
He was
so excited I can't breathe.
Had an M&M stuck in his throat. Maybe, I don't know.
It sounded like that. Like for most of the movie, it was making me nuts.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah. I really don't like going to theaters anymore. I used to love it.
Yeah,
but I just can't stand the loss of etiquette.
Maybe you need to find a different theater.
Respect.
What you know? What you and I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I know where the theater is.
I'm going to daytime.
It's in my room at
different,
home.
No, I mean. Reverend Livingston makes a great point, which is go during the daytime because you have less people that are going.
Yeah, I've heard that also. And
sometimes you get the theater to yourself.
No, because I agree with him, though, because the theater for me growing up was the great womb that I could go into. It was dark. It was had this feel to it, you know, and this movie would come on. It was the whole experience that was great.
Yeah.
And then you get individuals that kind of, it's almost, they interrupt the experience.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a form of sanctuary in so many ways.
Well, the thing is, for me, though, there are some movies that just have to be seen on the big screen. It looks as though Aquaman might be one of those. I know that The Crimes of Grindelwald look great on the big screen. Elliot, what do you think, you know, is the plan for DC Comics if they're not really putting everything behind Aquaman? Does that sometimes mean that they know it's not going to do very well?
I don't know, but if you ask me what's the plan, I don't know if DC knows what the plan is.
Right.
I mean, after the kind of the flop that Justice League was, I'm sure they were hoping to have a lot of momentum going into Aquaman, but that's just not the case, and so they have to go back to square one.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that both Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck have announced that they will not be coming back to reprise their roles as Batman and Superman. So look at that. You have to start all over again.
But have you seen DC's Titans, the series? It's like a web series.
I've not heard good things about that.
I think it's awesome. The writing is awesome. It is for adults only. It's for adults only.
Oh, interesting.
It's not for kids.
Isn't Batman a killer in that?
They're killers. They're all killers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's different than that's wildly different than the comics.
Very, very much different. Like and the cartoon. Yeah.
And definitely the cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is for adults only.
I think I'm one of the few people on the planet who kind of enjoyed Justice League. People really hate.
I was not one of those people that enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. No, hardly anybody. No, what were you say, Elliot?
I liked it. I went in with incredibly low expectations.
Right.
I ended up enjoying it more than I thought I would. I certainly enjoyed it more than Suicide Squad.
Squad was a travesty.
It was a mess. It was a hot, sloppy
Harley
mess.
Harley Quinn is one of my favorite DC characters, and I hated Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
It was terrible. I was like, wow, who put a sloppy Joe on the screen?
You know, what about something? Suicide Squad is the first and only movie to actually give me a physical headache.
Oh, I can see that.
The editing was so sporadic and
choppy. And
Because it was edited by a trailer company.
Yep.
The whole movie.
Oh, that's right. Every shot looked like it could go for a trailer.
Yes.
Because it
practically was a trailer.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. And there's another movie that seems to be dividing people. And I mentioned it before. It's Bohemian Rhapsody. Everyone's got a lot of opinions on that. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. If you want to join the conversation, you can text us to the same number, 312-981-7200. More in a moment on our second Thanksgiving celebration on The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. More in a moment.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one.
We're talking movies for the holiday season. Maybe you've hunkered down with your family and we're watching movies today. I tried to get my family to watch my favorite Thanksgiving movie, but it was too late last night, Elliot. You guys were, we were getting sleepy, so we watched a British series called The Thick of It instead. But Elliot. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, that one gave me enough adrenaline for the drive home.
Yes, well, there's some colorful cursing in that series. It's by the creators of Veep. They created the series before Veep, and it's about British parliamentary couple ministers. And it's really The Thick of It. Yeah, it's on Hulu. We enjoyed it immensely. And there's actually a movie version of it. What's the one with James Gandolfini? It's not The Thick of It.
In the Loop.
In the Loop.
In the Loop.
Yeah,
and you can find that on Netflix, actually.
In the Loop. And actually, I think it won an Academy Award for screenwriting. So there you go. It's very good. By the way, Roger, to your movie-going experience, from someone from the 847 says, down here in Texas, we have the Alamo Draft House. No seating after the movie starts. No talking. No cell phones. You will be asked to leave if you don't obey the rules. You can get popcorn and a soda, or real food, wine, or a beer.
My kind of place.
There you go. Well, let's open that movie theater together, Roger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should do that.
You know I wouldn't mind walking up and down the aisles, taking people's phones.
Oh, I know. You would like, that would be your love.
Get out.
You know, seriously.
You're done. It's a
And you know what? Yes. Your first warning to people?
Yes.
Whacking them on the knee with your flashlight.
There you go.
Old school. There you go.
Seriously.
That's right.
See, now I'm sad that you don't go to the movies at all. Like, I don't go that often, but there are, like I said, Roger, there are movies that I think have to be seen on the big screen.
You know how I see it on the big screen? I move my chair closer to the TV.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
You get binoculars.
There you go.
Got that right.
Yep. You know what I should do? I should get you a one of those virtual reality things for your phone. That's and then you look like you feel like you're inside a whole other room. Mine's like a winter lodge, and you can see like the mountains.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You got one?
My family bought me one for Christmas last year.
Which headset is it?
I have Daydream, but I've tried the Oculus, which is better. Yeah, the Oculus. I've been able to borrow that too.
You know, really it's bad enough, Bridget. You can't get me out of the TV room now. My God,
you'll be addicted.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll never leave.
One day, I would take that off.
Yes.
To like maybe go to the bathroom,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And one I'd realize day. My entire family has left me.
Yep, that will happen.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very fun. Have you ever tried it, Tom?
No.
Elliot, have you had a chance to try the virtual reality lenses? Have you tried that?
Yes. Yeah. I've actually most recently with the Sony PlayStation, the PlayStation 4.
PlayStation VR.
I played some of their virtual reality games. It was incredible. At one point, there's one game that gave me, the stage I was playing is called Vertigo, and it gave me vertigo because I felt like I was like 100 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And it was really impressive. Really impressive.
It is really cool. Virtual reality goggles are, and I don't know, I think that they're not doing as well because it's something that you do and you enjoy it when you, but it's not something you can necessarily sustain because it does kind of mess up your.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
So you only play like maybe 4 or 5 times a month.
Yeah.
And then, like, you pay $600 for it.
For the Sony?
Maybe not the Sony one, I think. I think that's, like, $400?
Yeah, because the Daydream, the thing is, like, less than $100 now for the headset part of it. You do look like an idiot. There's no getting around.
I mean, you can't get around that with the VR headset.
Yeah, I'm going to
until they introduce, like, streamlined glasses.
You know what they need, Elliot? They need, like, those the LeVar Burton from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah.
Visors.
I think when they get there, I think people will be more in, don't you think? It'll look a little cooler.
Yeah, it makes you look like Cyclops from the X-Men.
Yes. Mm. There you go. Now, Elliot, what was the last big movie you saw on the big screen, Elliot?
Oh, geez. What was the last movie I saw on the big screen?
Because we invited you.
I haven't been in a while. No. I think Solo was the last one.
What?
Wow, that was back in
May. Mario Van Peebles?
Solo was a lot of fun to see
I
in the theaters.
So much fun with that
The droid love affair was a little bit strange for me. The hints of it's with
Lando.
Lando's great in that movie. Yeah, the
Donald
Han Solo
Glover.
The origin story of Han Solo.
Oh really?
Yeah, Solo's a great.
Oh, I already thought you were talking about the Mario Van Peebles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do. But no, Solo came out this year.
Okay,
this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see how he acquired the Millennium Falcon.
I've never seen Star Wars.
You see the Kessel Run.
Wait.
Too.
Hold on a second. Can we just leave what he did? Did you hear what he said?
I did hear that.
Yeah, I know.
You and our good friend Ken Jacobowski need to sit. Tom, you've seen stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I've got them all at home.
When I was a grammar school, I remember that stuff coming out. But I was always a Star Trek fan. 1967, 60, no.
Elliot, tell him you can be both.
okay.
Can't you be both a Star Wars fan
you can
and
totally
a Star
be
Trek?
Both. My dad is both.
Elliot, you're both.
I don't know. That's kind of like being both Catholic and Protestant at the same time. I
don't have nothing against it, but I'm not really a bi guy, you know. So.
All right, fine then. Well, the movie that seems to be setting off arguments and discussions is Bohemian Rhapsody. I know that Nick D hated it, Dean Richards loved it, and I love both of them, and I don't want to get in the middle of that discussion. Not that they would go after each other. I think that movie reviewers, respect each other's opinions, right, don't they? But I see so many people posting on Facebook about how much they loved it or hated it. Aiden, you're the only person I think in the room that has seen it. Is that
really?
Right? Yeah, and you enjoyed it?
I have seen it. I did really enjoy it. There are a few inaccuracies to like the actual history of Queen.
Yeah.
Mainly when Freddie does his solo album and when he's diagnosed with AIDS, like the time period. But the good thing is, like it's kind of excusable because, well, not maybe excusable.
Maybe understandable.
Yeah, because the script was basically approved by the Iranian members of Queen. And if they're fine with it, I think that it's perfectly all right if the fans and the moviegoers are fine with it as well.
Well, the good news is I know nothing about any of that.
So you enjoy the movie either way.
Yeah, I would enjoy the movie, I guess, for the performances. This is a movie you want to see?
Oh, yeah, without Reverend? A doubt, yeah. For sure.
What are you looking forward to in the holiday season, Adam?
You know, I can't think of one that I'm really excited about.
Really?
You know, what I've been watching lately is on Prime Video, there's this whole, like, style of movie that in the 90s, if you went to old school family owned video places that had been around since the dawn of home video, there'd be these like summer camp movies and slasher movies that had been out of print since 1982.
Okay.
And most of them were wretchedly bad. Blockbuster would have like one or two in each Blockbuster, but you'd find that was part of the fun of going to the old ones on these weird old summer camp movies. They're all on Prime Video.
Prime Video
is a gold mine of bad summer camp movies, bad slumber party slasher movies. Just tons and tons of them.
There's so much to watch. But there's so much available to watch now between that and the 1,000 Hallmark Christmas movies coming out and everything on Netflix.
Lifetime original movies.
Lifetime. There's so much. Let's talk a little bit more movies. Elliot, are you warm enough to? Are you under the blankets with Sinbad? You okay to hang out with us again some more after the?
I'm all for it.
All right, excellent. We're hanging out at Second Thanksgivings on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Right now, I'm looking at the holiday movies that came out this year. Some of these are on Hallmark. Christmas at Pemberley, the Princess Switch, Last Christmas at Home. I mean, there's just so many of these. Like, this is a whole industry of just making these movies.
It's a whole new genre.
It is a whole new genre. There's the top 10. There's the top 10 Hallmark movies to watch, and you're like, how many have there been? Mm-hmm. A Royal Christmas, which I think some of these are older too. Some of these are coming back. Debbie McCromer's Mrs. Miracle, A Crown for Christmas, The North Pole. Wow, I mean, there's just so many. The Mistletoe Promise. 312-981-7200. Do you binge watch all these holiday movies? There was one. Do you remember this, Elliot, last year where they Netflix like basically tweeted out and like kind of publicly shamed somebody who was like watching one of their holiday movies over and over and over again? Do you remember that, Elliot?
Yeah, I remember that. I was of two minds of that, you know, because Netflix is always checking up on you on whether you've been watching something too long. But see, I'm dating someone now who binge watches all the Hallmark stuff, and it's like, it's a sickness, I swear.
It is not a sickness. It's escapism. It is not a sickness. You know why I say that? Because I actually know one of the producers for a bunch of those movies, and I keep trying to sell her a script, so
Okay. I mean, they are pretty remarkable, you know.
They're remarkable in their own unique way.
Yeah. Galen, if you're listening, we love all the movies that you're doing. It's so great.
And totally love them.
Hallmark movies are a guilty pleasure.
So happy that Lori Loughlin has a career. So all good stuff. It's time now for our news. When we come back, our conversation continues. Here with Everything You Need to Know is Roger Badish. Have you slipped into your sleepy time, a food coma? I've been pacing myself throughout the show. We have so many leftovers. Elliot, by the way, Elliot Serrano joined us on the line. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. It's our second Thanksgivings. It's our fifth annual second Thanksgiving celebrations in studio. We have Ronnie and Aiden, Tom, Reverend Livingston, and Adam Selzer.
Hello.
And as I mentioned, Elliot is on the line with us, Elliot Serrano, who has been here for most of these. You were here at the first one, which was packed. Do you remember how crowded it was?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I remember, and there was so much food.
There was. Well, there's a lot of food this year, and I got a text from Steve saying that I forgot a bunch of stuff at home. I forgot the stuffing. I thought I had brought the stuffing. I know, but that means
I brought some stuffing. If you guys need some,
yes, we have stuffing here. Stuffing, yeah. I figured someone might cover. I also forgot the whipped cream for the pies, which I'm very sad about. Because what else do you use whipped cream for, except for the pies, and then to play with at home and just squirt at each other. It's all good stuff.
Floats, maybe?
Oh, see, now we're talking. I like you're talking my language. So, Elliot, I'm going to have plenty of food left over this weekend if you want to join us for that. And by the way, we also went shopping for the first time with Paul Farvar. He had never
been to Kohl's.
He'd never.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes.
He had never been to Kohl's.
So tomorrow night, since we can't do it tonight, Elliot, I don't know if you want to go Black Friday shopping at 2 in the morning after Paul's show, or 1 in the morning to go shopping and get all of our shopping done. We can go do that.
That's a little late for me, but I do need a pair of quitters.
Elliot, did you hear us earlier? Adam's been talking about what the hipsters are doing now and what quitters are.
No, they're sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants are going to be the new thing among hipsters. You're going to start hearing a lot more about hipsters wearing like fancy designer sweatpants. So they're also known as quitters.
They call them quitters.
I'm wearing sweatpants right now. So
you got your quitters on. You're hip. Yeah.
Quitter. So the holiday season.
I gave up on life a long time ago.
No, you did not. Stop. So the Thanksgiving movie that I was trying to get my friends Heather and Elliot to watch last night, and Griffin has never seen it either, is the movie Home for the Holidays, which stars Holly Hunter, Robert Downey Jr., Charles Durning, Anne Bancroft.
Oh, wow.
David Strathairn. It's not just my favorite Thanksgiving movie. It's one of my favorite movies. It's just all about family, and there's a great scene where Holly Hunter, the woman who plays her sister, basically says, like, look, you know, we don't have to like each other. If I saw you walking down the street and we just met and you gave me your number, I would throw it away. to her sister. And it's such an honest and real moment where she's like, look, you know, we don't have to agree on stuff. And we get together for these holidays and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of, I love that movie. It's honest and it's sweet. It's a little bit painful, but it's directed by Jodie Foster. Mm. So that's just me and Nick D. That's one of our. I know that Nick loves that movie too, so I can safely say that. Elliot, do you have a favorite? How do you like? Is there a Thanksgiving movie for you, or are they all kind of like Christmas movies?
Oh no, Thanksgiving for me, and it's what most people go for is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep, because people always think that's a Christmas movie, but it's actually Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It is a Thanksgiving. He's trying to get home in time for that. Yeah. Although it was just someone just mentioned this, and I did not realize this until recently, the first Spider-Man movie would also qualify as a Thanksgiving movie.
It would. Because
there's a big scene. Yeah, but the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Because there's a big scene where, with
the Thanksgiving dinner.
And like Peter Parker's, I think he got a cut on his finger and his blood dropped on the floor and then Norman Osborn heard it because he had the Green Goblin super senses.
Exactly. Yeah. So then he figured out who
Spider-Man was in that moment.
Oh, mm-hmm. there you go. All right. So now I can put Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, as a Thanksgiving tradition.
Also, yes. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The very
Get
first
out of here.
One. The very last scene. What meal were they eating? And what did they do with the enlarging ray?
Apparently,
they are sitting around the table with a huge turkey.
Oh, wow.
And they're having Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
So many movies that were actually about Thanksgiving that we never knew.
Well, had Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving incorporated in them.
Or that many counts. Movies that were actually turkeys. It depends how you look at it.
Hey, you know what's funny? When you Google Thanksgiving movies, why is Adam's Family included in their list of Thanksgiving movies? Maybe it was when it was released around that time. There's a movie called Turkey Hollow from a couple years ago.
Turkey Hollow.
If Thanksgiving is not on that list.
Oh, that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
Google needs to get this stuff together.
I'm surprised there's not a shark Thanksgiving.
A shark that, yeah, you would there think that would
like
be.
A, like a turkey
we saw
shark.
That Christmas shark movie Christmas, over the summer, yeah.
Well, and.
Oh.
Yes,
Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws. That's what it was.
Oh, Santa Jaws.
Come on. There is
oh,
not.
Yeah, it had Christmas light teeth.
Santa Jaws.
It was wrapped in tinsel.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, it was the worst.
It
was intentionally bad.
It was so bad. It was amazing.
It was intentionally bad, and you could tell they were going over. Let's see how bad we can make it. It's better when it seems like they don't know exactly how bad they're being.
Yeah.
By the way, Elliot, you missed Friday night when Roger chose for us our What's That From, which also would count as a Thanksgiving movie, which is Miracle on 34th Street. Mm. And Elliot, the part that you missed was Ken Jakubowski playing Natalie Wood with the deepest voice ever. He did not adjust for it. It was outstanding. And of course, I'm always trying to tell Roger not to worry about gender casting.
I did that on
I loved
the last
it.
One.
Thank you for making me St. Nick. I appreciate
You're very
that.
Welcome.
I loved that. It was a lot of fun. The 847 says, I agree, Patty. Home for the Holidays is a great movie. Watch it every Thanksgiving. No, seriously, it is. You guys, right now, just leave and go watch Home for the Holidays. Just get out. I'm kidding. Tom, I'm teasing. But I think it's available on Amazon. It might be a 99-cent rental, but I mean, that's worth it. You get it for a whole month. You can watch that.
But Holly Hunter lays it out.
Oh, she's great.
She's incredible.
She is so good in this movie.
That woman can act.
And Claire Danes, by the way, plays her daughter.
Which is
how long ago the movie was. Yeah.
Wow.
Claire, yes, I'm telling you, Steve Guttenberg is in this movie.
It was a long time ago.
I know. Come on. That's not nice.
Was this before or after Robert Downey Jr. quit weed?
So Jodie Foster told him on the set that he needed to clean up, just to let you know. So he was still struggling with abuse on the set. Yeah.
What was the big abuse movie with Downey? Was his Less Than Zero?
Oh, that's one of his first, one of his early
movies. That was real
movies.
Stuff right there.
That was brutal.
He wasn't acting.
No, I know. That was so sad with Jamie Gertz. And
you know what he said messed him up? Because his dad, Robert Downey Sr., was a playwright or something like that.
The director, yeah.
The director is that he had there was a scene in one of the plays, I think it was in San Francisco or something, where he was in the movie and his dad had him kill God every night.
So that'll mess you up.
He said that messed me up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I had to kill God every night.
Well, he has said that he can't get rid of his issues because he would lose his L.A. card. He'd have to leave the town if he didn't carry his issues with him.
Julian from Less Than Zero.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good one. That's not a holiday movie. No. Though.
Well, for some people.
Does anyone know the movie? I don't know this movie. I remember it came out, but I never saw it, which is Batteries Not Included.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
someone
yeah.
saying that's a Thanksgiving movie.
That's been on Prime Video, I think, lately.
What's the old couple's name that was in that?
Jessica Tandy and... Hugh Cronin.
Yeah, Hugh Cronin. That's it. That's right.
There you go. Elliot, so you know somebody in your life who likes to watch the Hallmark movies?
Yeah, my girlfriend just is crazy about those things, and whenever I go to see her, I end up watching either House Hunters, the guys who rehab homes, or a Hallmark film.
Oh boy,
so
it's a lot.
HGTV.
There you go. I at my dentist's office the other day, they had Flipper Flop. Yes. That was it. That's really lovely. I've never watched the show, but it's weird to be like almost upside down watching it on the ceiling of my dentist's office. But it seemed like the couple was very happy with the with the results. From the 301, I have a tenant that watches Hallmark movies from November through January, and you can hear the sappy soundtracks all the way down to the laundry room.
Wow.
I love that. Okay, so are there other movies that you know about coming out for the holidays, Elliot?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there are two more.
Uh-huh.
The one that I know a lot of folks are looking forward to is Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. With the recast Mary Poppins but also with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, okay. People are going to want to see that.
And his own horrible British accent, just like Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Dick Van Dyke's going to be in the movie.
He's playing... the banker, which he was also in the original.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
He didn't need quite as much makeup anymore.
Oh, man. All right, so Mary Poppins Returns, which is not necessarily like a sequel of any other, I'm guessing there's not like... It's not like the sequel of Matrix.
I think it's completely original.
Right.
They just slapped a Returns on it.
Yeah. And then what else?
And then the sleeper, the one that is going to take everyone by surprise. Into the Spider-Verse, the Spider-Man animated film that will
Miles
be coming
Morales.
Out in Christmas, too.
I was not aware of...
Wait, it's coming out Christmas?
Yep.
Wow.
What?
Okay, we're going.
I've heard good things. I've seen the trailer, so really, it looks really cool.
I'm surprised. So you haven't heard any buzz about movies coming out that people are going to want to see going into the award season? Because it seems like, I guess A Star is Born, people love... that's probably one of the I've heard. I haven't seen any promo, but I've heard people love Widows.
Mm. I've I've heard that's great.
Yeah. I've heard it's really a lot of people seem to be loving that one. And then I'm trying to find Deadpool the
PG-13 version
is coming out. I love the promos with the Fred Savage. He's got him in his bedroom like he's like when he was in Princess Bride. It's really, really funny. All right. Well, so that's all the interesting movies that might be coming out. Well, at least the ones that we're talking about. If there's anything that you're curious about, 312-981-7200. Actually, we're going to take a break, and we're going to round out the show with Tell Me Something Good. Come on, get happy, everybody. 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. And it looks like Elton Jim is coming in next to take over the airwave. So we'll check in with him, too. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea's off tonight. She'll be back on Monday, and I hope she's having a great Thanksgiving. Right back in a moment. For hanging out with us on their Thanksgiving as we wind down here. It's a Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off until Monday and hope she's having a great weekend with her family and friends. And I want to thank everyone for coming in studio to share stories and to celebrate Thanksgiving over some wonderful food. Tom Holland, you can follow him on Facebook, Tom Holland. Do you have a website?
TomHollandShuffleKings.com.
Excellent, because if they go to the other Tom Holland's website, they'll be like, he's not Spider-Man. This is all very strange. And Reverend Livingston, you had a Twitter account and such, and Instagram, so we can follow your doings?
At G.S. Livingston.
At G.S. Livingston. Adam Selzer, people want to find out about tours and your books and everything, Adam Selzer?
AdamChicago.com.
Adam Chicago. And
there's
also
a Graceland Cemetery tour this weekend on Sunday, actually. At 11 o'clock. Still some space.
Are there any Christmas haunting stories? Holidays.
Top of my head. The Iroquois Theater Fire, they were watching a children's Christmas show.
Were they?
A horribly racist children's Christmas show called Mr. Bluebeard, was featuring such immortal songs as Oriental Slaves Are We.
Yikes. Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah, it was 1903.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
It was a very 1903 sort of Christmas panto show.
Where was the Iroquois located?
It was right where the Oriental is now.
Oh, there you go. Maybe it was because of the movie.
There you go.
It's very strange. And Elliot Serrano on the line with us. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. It's 2 T's, 2 R's for Elliot, 2 L's, all those things. Right, Elliot? At Elliot Serrano?
That is correct, yep.
All those great things.
And you can also follow my cat, Sinbad the Survivor, on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, he rescued a wonderful cat, Sinbad, a couple of years ago, right during the holiday season, as a matter of fact. Ronnie, do you want
to... It'll be 2 years this Christmas. Yep.
It's your forever family anniversary is 2 years. What's going on, Ronnie? What do you want to tell? Where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Lil Ron Gal, LILRONGAL, everywhere.
Everywhere. There you go. Lil Ron Gal. And Aiden, do you want people to follow you? I don't know if it's...
I have a Twitter. It's called Jedi Mercenary. Jedi from Star Wars, and then Mercenary.
There you go.
I'm almost at 400 awesome followers, that's pretty cool.
Let's get him to 500, everybody. Jedi Mercenary. Let's move it up a little bit. He'll leave and go, her show's not that good because no one's following me. Jedi Mercenary. Let's do it, folks. So tell me something good. My something good is it was a wonderful Thanksgiving. I really loved spending time with family and friends last night and today, hanging out with you guys on the air. Some wonderful texts that came in. It was great to go see my in-laws. I have to say that because I already got myself in trouble earlier. I have to say it because I genuinely had a great time at my sister-in-law Megan's house, and it was wonderful, even although briefly, to see everyone. Adam, tell me something good.
Something good on my end.
Yes. What are you grateful for tonight? You can say your
Ronnie's
family.
Giving me this look right now.
Wow, that is a look.
I thought I had to come up with something new to talk about. Season 3 of The Good Place has been excellent all year round. And I understand Bob Dylan is going to be on The Tonight Show tonight.
What?
So,
with
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yep.
I think my friend Pete Lee is on tonight, too, or he was on. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that out. Pete Lee's fourth appearance is either today or tomorrow.
Nice.
Excellent. So Bob Dylan on
Bob
Jimmy
Dylan
Fallon.
On The Tonight Show.
Jimmy Fallon's working on Thanksgiving, too.
Apparently so.
See?
All the cool kids.
All the cool kids. Reverend Livingston, what are you happy? What's making you happy tonight?
Well, first, I'm just really grateful to be here, Patty. You had a great buffet laid out for us. You fed us real good. I actually am suffering from the itis right now, and that is... That might be black vernacular. The itis.
We got you.
Yeah, you got me, you know. And I look forward to tomorrow. We're starting this project on ending homelessness, working with some people who had a really great movie. So we're trying to put a movie together that's going to raise money to end homelessness. So as I think about it, as it gets colder, even in the summertime, people that are living on the streets and, you know, trying to have empathy and empathic vision about them. And so just really excited about making a real impact and a dent with some great people. So,
that's lovely. Oh, well, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. And how about you, Tom? What are you grateful for? What's making you happy tonight?
Well, this was a wonderful few hours with friends, new friends, new old friends.
Yeah. Excellent.
Working this weekend, tomorrow night up in Rogers Park at Carrie's Lounge.
My landlord owns that lounge.
Oh, what? Yeah?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, wow.
It's the only traditional bar that still exists in the city of Chicago on Devon Avenue.
Yep, wow. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So I'm there tomorrow from 9 to, I think, 12:30.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then Mondays, Matthew Scholar and I run a blues jam at Lizard's Liquid Lounge over on Irving Park.
I think Representative Martwick plays there once in a while.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so I'll have to come check that out, too. By the way, everyone's going to be like, I'm crazy. I can't. If you guys happen to see my glasses, apparently I have there's my glass. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. All right, Reverend Livingston has found them. No, I don't need them right now. Just okay. I'm like, I won't make it home tomorrow because I can't drive without them. But I had some time between now and when I finish the Steve Cochran show tomorrow morning. Elliot, what are you grateful for besides the fact that I just found my glasses?
Well, I'm very grateful for you for always letting me be a part of your Thanksgiving, whether it be it's a Thanksgiving dinner or a part of your show. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for, you know, living a life right now where I know that at this very moment that there are people who have no homes that they've lost. There are people who can't be with their families because they're being moved around the world to do things for questionable reasons. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I get to have this privilege, and I'm grateful for the sacrifices other people make for my privilege. And finally, I'm not saying this because she texted me and says that she's listening to the show right now. I'm so grateful for my girlfriend who I will be watching Hallmark movies with. So yes. I can't wait.
A Hallmark purgatory.
I'm gonna start watching some of these movies. Like I said, a friend of mine produces many of them, so I wanna see what all the hubbub is about. Ronnie, tell me something good.
I'm grateful because this guy's here.
Aww, that's great.
I'm grateful because it's been a really busy November, and I'm glad that I have 5 days off.
Yeah, enjoy
so
that.
I'm just relax and enjoy the time with my family. I mean, there's a lot to be grateful for.
Nap up. Mm-hmm. I like that. How about you, Aiden?
Well, I mean, family and friends, most of all, especially my parents. I would literally not be here without my parents.
Aww.
And, I mean, I'm grateful to be here because I've had a brilliant time tonight. And,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. Isn't it beautiful here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The view is amazing.
Yeah. We have a good time here. Elton Jim's sliding in, too. Hey, Roger, tell me something good. What makes you happy tonight?
Well, I got to tell you, 4 years ago on Thanksgiving, I was supposed to be working. And I didn't. And
it's going to be a long story, Roger.
Yes.
Come back tomorrow about the same time.
Whenever he takes a breath, you know that we are in trouble. Holy smokes.
Part two. But yeah, I...
And you are not finishing it on the show after, by the way, just so you know.
Well, after you get done spraying all the air freshener, I might be able to finish it.
Oh, not the pine stuff.
No, it's Cashmere Woods.
Cashmere Woods, yeah. But I was supposed to work last 4 years ago on Thanksgiving. I could not and did not make it back on the air for several months after that until I was well enough. But I was in the hospital 4 years ago on Thanksgiving. Recovering from a near death.
Oh, jeez.
Jim, I knew where he was going with this.
Wow.
And I was like, you were just stepping all
Roger
over this.
Roger Downer. Wow.
No, he's saying that he's grateful. Wow.
No, I'm less grateful
now that I invited Jim into the studio a few minutes early to hang out with him so he could do
there
a transition.
There you go, Jim.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I am thankful.
I'm a disruptor.
Uncle Elton Jim is coming.
I'm thankful that 4 years later that I'm back here working Thanksgiving, and especially with you, Patty, and everybody who's joined you tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, wait, nice to, that's why he's a pro. You see how he turned it around?
It would have gone faster if you hadn't interrupted him. Yeah. Now I got to take a break.
I have nothing to say, so I figured I'd just make fun of him.